following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Okada, touch pass Richie for an open three, knocks it down! Richie Saunders!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. Getting you ready for BYU versus Utah. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And welcome into a wonderful evening of rivalry hoops, BYU basketball fans. This is Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, the 23rd-ranked BYU Cougars wrap up the regular season with a rivalry matchup against Utah on a senior night at the Marriott Center. And this is just how a rivalry game should be played as the final game of the regular season. The Cougars come into tonight's game as one of, if not the hottest team in the country, having won seven straights, and they haven't been the easiest wins. Follow me with this little numerical breakdown. Six of the seven wins have been quad one wins. Five of those have been against teams in the top half of the Big 12. Three of those wins have been against ranked teams. Two of those wins were on the road. And the last one of those wins was in double overtime in Ames at Hilton Coliseum, where the Cyclones have only lost two games this season. Tuesday's 88-85 double OT win in Ames seemed weeks ago, but it was actually only 4 days ago. The win over 10th-ranked Iowa State locked the Cougars into the 4 seed and the double bye in next week's Big 12 tournament. The Cougs will play at 10:30 a.m. Mountain on Thursday in Kansas City against an opponent to be determined. But before we moved on to the Big 12 tournament, there's one more game to take care of, and there is vengeance on the mind of the BYU Cougars as Utah beat BYU 73-72 in overtime in Salt Lake back on January 18th. While the Utes did get game one of the two-game series this season, as documented previously, the two teams have gone in very opposite paths since that loss. We went over the success BYU's enjoyed, but the Utes, on the other hand, have gone 5-8 since that game. Fired Craig Smith, their head coach, 12 days ago, and announced to hire a former University of Utah player, Alex Jensen, as the new head coach who will take over next season. The guy that hurt BYU in Salt Lake was Ezra Azar, who had 26 points. Double his season average. Gabe Madsen leads the Utes on a game-to-game basis with 16 points per game. Utah's 1-8 on the road this season, so it'll be interesting to see how the road team handles a packed, rowdy, happy Marriott Center tonight. To add to the emotions of the night in the Marriott Center, for the Cougars, it is senior night, and BYU will be honoring four seniors before the game tonight. Mwet Mag, Trevin Nell, Trey Stewart, and Fusini Traore. And one of those, Foose, sat down with Jason Shepherd ahead of tonight's final home game. Here's that conversation.
Foose, what's been the most fun part about this season for you? I've got to imagine there's a lot of things to choose from.
Uh-huh. Man, I would say the most fun part has been the winning, man, you know. Like, it's just actually just fun to go just beat, like, any team, you know. Like, it's just, I don't even know how to explain your feeling, you know. It's just one of the best feelings ever, you know.
Winning is one of those things that it changes everything. If you win games, your outlook changes, practices are better. I mean, you guys have done a lot of winning this year. What has that feeling been like that when you guys step out onto the floor each and every game, the confidence level that you're going to leave that floor with a win is really high? How has that changed your outlook?
It actually makes you feel good, you know. Like, of course, like when it's game time, you know, everybody's locked in, you know. But when it comes, you know, like to fun, we're all having fun. But when it comes to business, everybody's just focused, you know, like it's just, everything is just flowing, you know, like everything is nice. Everybody's happy, you know, like it's just nice, you know, it's just, everything is just nice. Life is just good, you know what I'm saying?
The win at Iowa State was so huge. It keeps the win streak going, of course. It also sets you up for a double bye in next week's Big 12 tournament. Let the fans know how hard-fought that game was and how fulfilling it was to get a win like that.
Man, it was just a crazy game, you know. Like, of course, like, they are a really good team, you know. Like, us just be able to go there and beat them on their own court, you know. And it was their senior night, you know. So it was just like, it was actually one of the craziest games ever, for sure, for sure. And one of the toughest games, you know. like just being there, like beating this team, you know, like the fan was just so crazy, you know, you could not hear anything, you know. It was just like so loud, so crazy, like it was just unbelievable, you know.
When you have a game that goes as long as that game did and you're in double overtime and everybody is just exhausted, where do you go to find the strength to finish a game like that?
I just feel like it's more like mentally, you know, whoever is mentally tough, you know, just kind of get it done, you know. I know both of the team was tired, you know, but they was looking way tired than us, you know. So that's why we're just able, you know, like the last play, coach just said, we're going to get a stop here and we're going to seal the game. And the guy just went on the court and just did that, you know, like coach just said, yeah, this is, we're just going to get it done, run, and we did it, you know. It was just big time, you know.
All right, I got to ask you this question. Who's a better dunker between you and Dallin Hall now? Boy, that was pretty impressive, man. There, Foose.
Man, Dallin, I was just, now let's be honest, Dallin is nice, you know. Like, the way he jumped, the way he get that, I just, nobody could believe him. I was talking to him today. I said, Dallin, I know you can jump, but I didn't know you can jump like that, you know. Like, the way he just done, it was just like, oh, man, that was just, now I'm happy for him, you know. I know he used to do that in high school, you know, like, that one time I went to watch his game, you know, and he just drove and he just come and dunk and like one of the big guys' head, you know. I said, man, that guy can jump, you know. After his mission is lasted a little bit, I'm glad he finally is getting it back, you know.
Yeah, that got everybody pretty excited. Let's bring the conversation to the game tonight. How emotional do you think it's going to be for you to play your final home game at the Marriott Center?
Man, it's definitely going to be crazy, you know. I definitely did not expect that time gonna fly that quickly, you know. But, you know, I'm excited, you know, like this life, you know, every time I have as an end, you know, but I would always be a Cougar fan, and I would always be a BYU fan, you know. Like, I just got one of the four-year amazing time here, you know. I'm always grateful, and I would always be, you know.
Take me back to your first year at BYU. How much growth have you seen in yourself, both as a player and a person, from the time you got here to now?
No, it definitely changed my life, you know, like the way just people are here, you know, like they're just, everybody's just super kind, you know, like they just respect you, you know, like they just help me to get better, you know, especially in the game, you know, like I know the coaches will help me a lot, you know, to improve my game a lot, you know, but it was just the environment, you know, like how just everybody just wants you to succeed, you know, and they're willing to do anything for you, you know, like it's just, I don't think so that happened to a lot of school, you know. So that's why I'm just grateful, you know. I was able to get all those opportunities, you know.
You've seen a lot of change over your time here in Provo, whether it be coaching staffs or leagues that you played in, certainly teammates. What are you going to remember most about your time at BYU?
Man, I definitely going to remember, like, this was a family, you know. It was a brotherhood. Those two, I will remember that forever, you know. Because I know no matter what, I know someone got my back, you know. So that was just one of the best feelings for sure, you know, to know you got, I got my guy family, I got a brother, you know, behind me, you know, who always gonna protect me no matter what, you know. Those two things I will carry with me forever for sure.
Not only is it senior night, it's gonna be emotional because of that situation, but it's also a rivalry game and it's an opportunity for you guys to get a little revenge against Utah, who beat you on their floor. How much do you guys want to make sure you send them home with a loss on your court this time?
Man, we just were 100% locked in, you know, because it's been 2 years we've been beating us. So we just trying to, like, just get it done tomorrow, no matter what it takes, you know. Like, we're just so excited. We cannot wait to play against those guys, you know. Like, they've been beating us for 2 years, you know. We're just not going to let that happen.
You guys are such a different team than you were when you faced them the first time. Obviously, I don't want you to give away details on a game plan, but what are some of those key things that you need to do this time around to get the win?
I just feel like it's just, you know, like since we signed, I feel like a lot our game changed, you know, like the way we spacing, you know, the way we play defense, our different coverage, you know, it's just like, we're just totally a different team than we play against them, you know. Yeah, they haven't seen that side of us yet, you know. I guess we will find out tomorrow.
I don't know how many times I've interviewed you. I've lost count. Yeah. You have always been fantastic for doing this. You are truly a beloved BYU Cougar, and we are certainly going to miss you. The good news is we know we've got quite a bit of basketball left for this season, so thank you so much, and good luck against Utah.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Grateful.
Thanks to Jason Shepherd and Fasini Traore for today's pregame conversation. Let's take a look at the tail of the team sheet before we go to break here. BYU looking good. 24, 24, 24. That would be their net BPI in Ken Palm rankings. KPI, BYU is at 31. Utah, on the other hand, is 66 in net. BPI there at 58th, 85th in KPI, and Ken Palm has them ranked as 71st. BYU, according to Ken Palm, has an 86% chance of winning tonight. Joe Lunardi has BYU as a 7 seed in today's bracketology, currently facing the 10 seed Ohio State in Lexington, Kentucky, in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Coming up next, we'll head to the Marriott Center for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Like person.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
And welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live. It's time for our courtside conversation. Joining me now from the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats is the one and only Mark Durant. Mark, how are you on this rivalry Saturday?
Hey, Ben, I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little bit under the weather, as you might be able to tell from my voice, but I think this is going to be my Michael Jordan flu game broadcasting-wise. I'm going to power through it and do a good job.
Well, no one ever doubted that you weren't a gamer, Mark. That's for sure. Hey, BYU versus Utah on the final Saturday of the regular season, just the way it should be, right?
Oh, I love it. I love it. This is really cool, and I like it being in this building. And, I always like senior night. That's a special night for these senior guys for BYU, and that's a good chance to really kind of put an exclamation point on what BYU's done the last month or so, which has been pretty spectacular. And you don't want to take a step back from what you worked so hard to do. So go take care of business tonight, get a big win for the seniors, and then look forward to bigger and better things in the next couple weeks.
You talk about the seniors tonight on senior night. We'll talk about the game in just a second. But you've got Mwit Mag, Trevin Nell, Trey Stewart, Fusini Traore, Trey, Trevin, and Foose have been here for a long time, yet Mowitz also kind of put his stamp on the team this season. When you think of those four guys, what will their legacies be as BYU Cougars?
Well, I've forgotten what it's like to not have Trevin on a BYU team. I can't remember back that far.
Did he play with you? A lot of jokes have been made.
Yeah, he was a freshman my senior year back in 95. And no, it takes a lot of ribbing about that, but it's actually pretty special that in today's world of basketball that Trevin has always been a Cougar and has never, to my knowledge, entertained him any other option. And so I respect that guy, and he's one of the best shooters I've seen come through here. And I'm going to miss him and all these guys. I mean, Foose, all-timer. What a great young man he is. And what an honor it's been to have him at this university and watch him develop. And I love that Mowat came here, and you know, he found a way in the lineup, and then he's just absolutely thrived and been a real difference maker on this team. And then, you know, Trey's a guy that has never, you know, again, you know, he's a Cougar, and he's gotten better. He's a real force out there. He's such a good defender, and as is now a good shooter, can score. And you know, in years past, I've be honest with you, when he's on the floor, I get a little nervous. I'm like, he's gonna either gonna do something good or do something bad, and I just didn't have a lot of confidence in maybe his decision making at times, but he's gotten better and better, and now I have complete and utter confidence having Trey on the floor in the toughest of situations, like we saw at Iowa State. He came in and was in on the biggest plays of that game, and I felt completely confident in him. And I just think it's really neat that he's flourishing finally in this last season, and we'll have a really positive memory of his senior year here. And anyway, that was kind of a long-winded answer on those guys, but they start to mean a lot to me, you know, get to see some back behind the scenes type stuff and get to associate with these young men. And there's just no better young men in the country than play for BYU basketball. They're humble. They're unselfish. They're good men. And, you know, they treat me and my wife and my daughter with great respect and kindness and love. And so, yeah, I mean, it means a lot to watch these kids and call their games and be their friends after. And so it's just a neat experience.
Well said, Mark. Well said. Hey, let's look at these two teams tonight. Since that game in January, these two teams have really kind of gone two separate different directions. Utah's really struggled, I believe, 5-8 since January's game. Fired their head coach. They've hired Alex Jensen to take over the team next year. Or BYU, one of the hottest teams in the country, 7-game win streak going into tonight. Yet, does any of that really matter when you go into a rivalry game?
No. Unfortunately, it doesn't. I've seen all kinds of teams, different good teams and bad teams, and it doesn't seem to matter a whole heck of a lot in this game. There's been a couple of runaway games on either side, but mostly it's a battle. I expect tonight will be a battle. I hope it's not, but I think it will be. You know, these kids, Utah, you got to give them credit. They play hard. They got good size, and they usually don't get run out of any game. Maybe they don't win, but they put up a fight, and you know how you did it if you beat them. And so, I think these guys will come out, play pretty carefree, don't have a lot to lose in this game, and beat BYU last time, so they should have some confidence there and just come out and play free and hard, and that's a dangerous team that's in that situation.
You look at this BYU team, what mistakes did they make in Salt Lake that you would be shocked if they made tonight at the Marriott Center?
Well, I mean, Asar had an unbelievable night, and BYU kind of got the Foose treatment from Asar, and they just kept going into him, and BYU just didn't have an answer for him. And I think whether it's a double team or maybe put Hilo in, who's a little bigger and quicker that can guard him on the block, but Levering and Asar are two big, talented, big guys, and so BYU's going to have to find a way to address that while not forgetting about Madsen on the perimeter. He's a guy that can get hot, and it's going to be hard for Utah to keep up with BYU's point production, especially on the road. Utah's numbers at home and on the road are dramatically different, and so they're going to have to find a way to perform well on the road to keep up with a hot shooting BYU team.
How important is it to keep momentum going as after tonight the team sits until next Thursday for their first game of the Big 12 tournament?
You know, I don't know how important this game is other than, obviously, in the postseason, you want good feelings, you want confidence, you want to feel like you're playing your best basketball, and if you were to lose this game, you didn't play your best basketball, and so that would be a concern, but maybe it would kind of get you fired up. I don't know. Weird things happen. I don't think it's going to make a huge difference on the eventual seeding and where BYU goes, but it may. But I just think, you know, this team is in a special place right now where they believe in each other, and they're playing hard, they're playing good. And so you just don't want to take any steps back. And I think, you know, losing at home to Utah would be a significant step back. But I'm not going to put too much on one game. And you know, I still would have some high hopes for BYU, but you just want to keep the train going, Ben, man. No stops. Keep it going.
And keep stacking
and take that
the
train
wins.
As long as you go.
Stack the wins, Mark. That's what we're looking to do. No step backs. We're stacking wins.
That's right.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much. Look forward to yours and Greg's call coming up here in about 40 minutes from now.
All right, Ben. Thanks, man.
Thanks to Mark Durant. As always, love our pregame conversations with Mark as we get ready for BYU basketball against the University of Utah coming up in just a moment. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of the 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at some scores in the Big 12 and around college basketball. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America, Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
Welcome back to the final segment of Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars and the University of Utah Utes. Five finals in the Big 12 thus far today. 10th-ranked Iowa State bounces back from their loss to BYU with a 73-57 win over Kansas State. Curtis Jones led the Cyclones with 24 points. Kansas beats 24th-ranked Arizona 83-76 at home. Hunter Dickinson's 33-10 double-double led the way for the Jayhawks. Oklahoma State gets a 78-67 win over Cincinnati. Colorado gets their third win in conference play with a 76-56 win over TCU in Boulder. Julian Hammond III scores 19 in the win. Javon Small scores 25 points and dishes out 9 assists in a West Virginia win over. They went 72-65 in that game. One game in action right now. Ninth-ranked Texas Tech is up 40-35 on Arizona State. That game in Tempe, 15:57 left in the second half of that game. We'll keep you appraised of that score as we give scoreboard updates in the first half of the game. Some news out of BYU. BYU announced today that women's basketball head coach Amber Whiting will not be returning for the 2025-26 season as the Cougars and Whiting have agreed to part ways. BYU baseball beat Stetson 5-4 in game one of their doubleheader today. Parker Goff goes 3-for-4 in that win of the first game. In the nightcap, the Cougars get a 7-5 win. Ridge Erickson had 3 RBI in the win. Cougars win 3 of 4 games in the series over Stetson. Coming up next, we'll send you to the Utah Ice Center courtside seats at the Marriott Center for Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to the BYU Base Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and for the final time this season, welcome courtside inside a sold-out Marriott Center on the BYU campus in Provo, Utah, as tonight the 23rd-ranked BYU Cougars host the Utah Runnin' Utes in a conference game for the first time in 14 years. The Cougs haven't lost a home game to the Utes in 11 years. BYU's won the last 3 Marriott Center meetings with Utah, and is tonight looking to prevent their in-state foes from recording a third straight win in the rivalry. Utah has won the last 2 get-togethers, but both in Salt Lake City. My name is Greg Rubel. I've got your play-by-play call tonight alongside my longtime broadcast partner, the former BYU hoopster. He's Mark Durant. Perhaps fitting that BYU face Utah tonight, because it underscores, Mark, just how far BYU's come since their first meeting 7 weeks ago. After the loss at Utah, BYU was 2-4 in the Big 12. The Cougs have since gone 11-2 in league and locked down a top 4 finish in an elite basketball conference. Tonight's the latest opportunity to show really just how different a team BYU is now than it was a couple of months ago.
It's really remarkable, Greg. I think that Utah game was a turning point for BYU. I think it was a time of self-reflection, introspection, and they went on the road to Colorado and were down in that first half but found a way to get a big win there. And that kind of turned the season around. That was the turning point, and BYU has not looked back, and they've gotten better and better and better, and it culminated with that win in Ames the other night, a remarkable win.
And that Colorado win you just mentioned was the game after Utah, the very next game.
Right, and on the road, which BYU hadn't won on the road, but they found a way, and they've been finding a way ever since, and it's been really impressive to watch. So what you want to do now is just put an exclamation point on that regular season, all the good things you've done. You don't want to have a Debbie Downer and a wah-wah at the end, and this is a great chance to do it senior night against your rival. What a great way to put an exclamation point on it. But you've made so much progress, you just don't want to take any steps back.
Coming up next, our pregame chat with BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU head coach Kevin Young. As we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, here's Greg Rubel.
For the first time since 2022, it's BYU and Utah at the Marriott Center. Last time they met here, they were non-conference in-state foes. Now they play as members of the Big 12 Conference in this regular season finale with the league tournament just a few days away. BYU locked into the four seed and will open play next Thursday. Utah will finish in the bottom half of the conference and start on Tuesday. Back on January 18th, these teams faced off at the Huntsman Center, with Utah coming away with a 73-72 overtime victory. Let's hear now from BYU head coach Kevin Young in our pregame interview, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, Coach Young talks about what has to happen for the Cougs to flip the script and earn the season split with their rivals from Salt Lake City.
There's a lot. I mean, we're a totally different team, you know, from the first time we played them, really on both ends of the floor. So first time we played them, we were messing around with some different defensive schemes, cross-matching. We had, you know, smaller guys on Lovering and had our fives on Asar. That gave us something to study on film. It was okay in spurts, but it kind of threw us off, I think, of our rhythm. And especially kind of how we've been guarding teams now, we've got some different things that we're looking at. So that's probably the first thing. We got to be better defensively. And then, you know, offensively, yeah, I think we're just kind of emphasizing different things now than we were then. You know, obviously pace is kind of where it starts for us, especially having them in our building. We want to make sure we played our strengths there.
Asar in particular was a handful for you guys up at their place.
He was, man. He's a man. You know, he's a guy who's, I think he leads the league in free throw attempts or something of the sort. He's a super aggressive player. We feel like you know, some better matchups lined up for him than we did the first time around. And then, you know, being able to be a little bit more organized with some of our post traps and so forth.
How much is confidence a part of your winning equation right now that has you at seven straight?
I think quite a bit. You know, it's just, you know, winning cures all, as they say. But I think it also seeps into the mind. You know, it allows guys to, you know, believe in what they're doing on an individual level, but also on a team level, you know, especially when you're able to, you know, knock off some of the, you know, the powerhouse teams in this league. So, you know, our guys are feeding on that. But at the same time, this game is unique. You know, it's a rivalry game. I think our guys are ticked off based on how that game went up there. So, you know, a lot of that stuff kind of goes out the window in a game like this, especially, you know, with senior night and there's a lot of emotion. You know, you can kind of run from it, but it is what it is. You know, I just saw Trev when I was walking in here to do this, and, you know, it just kind of hit me a little bit right there. So I know those guys will have a lot of emotions going on as well. You know, we'll try to, you know, channel that, I think, the best we can and be able to, you know, go out there and compete at a high level.
Finally, as someone new to the school and new to the rivalry, did it take very long for you to get a sense of what it's all about?
I mean, the way we lost that game up there, for me personally, just added fuel to it. You know, that left a real sour taste in my mouth, quite frankly. And so, you know, respect what they do, but at the same time, you know, we want to be the king of the hill. You know, we want to be the talk of the state. And you know, they got us up there. And so that's really all that needs to be said.
I got it. Coach Young, good luck in this one. We will talk to you postgame.
Thank you.
That's BYU head coach Kevin Young leading us into tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball is built Ford proud. Mark Durant, what are your keys for the Cougs against the U tonight?
I was reviewing that box score from up on the hill, and clearly that game was lost at the free throw line. The U shot 22 more than BYU. BYU just needs to shoot as many as Utah, just even that up, and that should be a big difference in this game. And then the other is, I'm going to say BYU has to get under 29 turnovers. I think that's the limit that you can have and win a game. So
fewer than 29. Hey, 29 is a winning number, though. Maybe, I don't know.
I mean.
All right, under 29 turnovers. As we break, we tell you that you can go to BigOTires.com to make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show is coming up next, live from the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
When- This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. We welcome you back courtside at the Marriott Center. Sold out Marriott Center. Three straight sellouts for this building. BYU will end the season as the Big 12 leader and national top 10 in per-game attendance. It'll be BYU's first season with an average attendance of 17,000-plus since 2010-11 when Jimmer Mania was unleashed. Tonight, number 23, BYU, home to Utah. The Cougs, 22-8 on the year, 13-6 in the Big 12. Utah, 16-14, 8-11 in conference play. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Ben Bagley. Coordinating producer, Terry South. Control board operators and editors tonight, Kaylee Radford and Maya Tippetts. BYU Radio Engineering, coordinated by Barry Squires. So BYU comes into tonight's game on a seven-game win streak. And the wins just keep getting better and better. The streak started with a win at West Virginia. That's an NCAA tournament team. And winning in Morgantown's never easy. Then came the home sweep of the Kansas teams, including that 34-point demolition of KU. Then came the sweep of the Grand Canyon State, including a win at nationally ranked Arizona in one of the games of the year. That was followed by another big win over the Mountaineers, and then the coup de grace, the double overtime all-timer at Iowa State on Tuesday night. Mark, I've been searching the memory bank. It's arguably the most impressive run of regular season basketball that we've ever seen from a BYU team.
I agree with that. I mean, regular season-wise, obviously, tournament runs are it's exponentially more important than those. So, and there's probably been a couple teams, Greg, that could have done what this team's doing. Not to minimize it. I mean, this has been remarkable. But BYU's never had the opportunity to do this because they've never played this many good teams in a row. And now they're in a conference where they're playing Kansas and Arizona and Iowa State. But it really is remarkable. That win over Kansas was once in 100 years, that kind of victory over those guys. And then to go on the road at Arizona, the best programs in the country and the toughest place to play, and get that win, and same thing at Iowa State, and taking care of business in your other games against really good teams, you just never had that even a possibility. So it's a new age and a new time for BYU where they're in a league where they could do this, and now they've done it, which is remarkable.
Coming up next, we'll have a conversation with Utah radio broadcaster Bill Riley as our coverage of BYU basketball continues. We're presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues right after this break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU and Utah coming right up in the final game of the Big 12 regular season slate. BYU will next play next Thursday in the quarterfinal round of the Big 12 tournament as the 4 seed. Utah has lost 3 of 4 games coming in and has lost its head coach since the last meeting with BYU. Craig Smith was let go 12 days ago while we were on the road in Arizona, as I recall. Assistant Josh Eilert was named as interim head coach, but he's just keeping the seat warm for Alex Jensen, who was named the new head coach this week. Utah hoping to get the same success BYU has had with Kevin Young by going to the professional ranks for their new bench boss. A short time ago, I sat down with Utah play-by-play man Bill Riley for his take on a tumultuous 2 weeks for the running Utes.
Caught us off guard a little bit. You know, I was flying from Orlando to Tucson. I was in midair using my Delta Wi-Fi, and I saw that the move had been made. Just the timing of it, I think, caught us all off guard. Obviously, Craig did some nice things, had a good record, but it wasn't what the administration looked for long term. So they made the move, and now you've seen an interim three games or so with an interim coach and the kids trying to scramble to find themselves a little bit. Maybe we calm the waters a little bit now, Greg, with the fact that Alex Jensen was named head coach a couple of days ago. But still, you've got to play out the season, and you've still got a coaching staff that's in flux, and then you've got an interim head coach, and then you've got seniors. So it's been a wild couple of weeks for Utah basketball.
So as for the setup for tonight's game, how do you think it affects this current group, staff, and players getting ready for a big game?
I think they're playing loose. They were really loose a week ago today against Arizona State and just ran the Sun Devils, shorthanded Sun Devils, off the floor. They played with a lot of joy and a lot of fun. They played hard the other night against West Virginia, made a lot of the same mistakes that they made in losses this year, namely turnovers, and it cost them in some games. But I think they're going to come in here kind of loose, nothing, you know, kind of playing with house money. Nobody expects them to do much. And so I think they'll come in here. It's going to be interesting because in this building, you know, on a senior night with a full house, everything else in a rivalry game, can they withstand the early stuff? Because there's going to be a lot of emotion in this building tonight for BYU. So if they can kind of be under control, not turn it over at a high rate early, and withstand that early momentum for BYU, I think they could play a good game here. They need better play out of the point guard. The point guard position, whether it's been Sharab Jumps or Little, has been up and down. You may see a little bit of Mason Mattson at the point guard spot tonight. Maybe even Hunter Erickson, a familiar face to BYU fans. But Josh has said, I'm going to play the guys that play hard for me and play smart for me. He goes, I'm not playing any favorites. None of these kids came here to play for me. All I want to see is hard work and effort. So you're going to see those guys rewarded with playing time tonight.
Finally, after years in the Pac-12, your thoughts of a season in the Big 12?
It's been different. I like it because I'm kind of an old Big 12 guy at heart, but I just like the league. I like the venues. I like the teams, and I like the way the league is officiated. The Pac-12 was a little bit softer league. Now, of course, we've seen inconsistencies at times, but I like the fact that they let physicality play and, for the most part, let these kids play. So it's been fun. I'm looking forward to get to Kansas City next week to see the tournament. You experienced it last year. It's a great venue and a great setting. I don't know how long Utah will be there, but again, it's great to be there, and we're going to have some fun tonight too, I think.
Should be a fun week next week. I think the way this league has turned out this year, it could be chaotic because week to week, day to day, you see results you don't expect.
At Tuesday and Wednesday especially, I think, could be really chaotic. You won't have to worry about that so much, but I think those first 2 days of the tournament where I've said all year long, there's kind of a hierarchy of five or six teams, and then after that, you know, 7 through 16 could beat up on each other. I expect to see that in Kansas City too.
Bill, thanks for the time. Have a great call.
You too, Greg.
All right, that is Bill Riley, the play-by-play voice of the BYU Cougars. BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Outstanding. And those who've listened to our broadcast with any regularity know that we often mention the name Kirsten Meredith on this broadcast. Kirsten assists our right-hand man Tyson Jex with his game night duties here at the Marriott Center. Kirsten works in the BYU Athletic Communications office, and Kirsten always gets our post-game interviews with the opposing coach to us on the air. So Kirsten's a big part of what we do, and that was Kirsten singing the national anthem tonight, and she knocked it out of the park.
That's a grand slam and a couple grand slams. Great job, Kirsten.
All right, BYU and Utah straight ahead here, top of the hour. With a win, BYU would take an 8-game winning streak into Kansas City. And the Cougs would finish the regular season at 23-8, 14-6 in the Big 12, and in a tie for third. A tie for third in this 16-team league. This was a BYU team with a new head coach picked to finish in the bottom half of the conference. Instead, BYU will finish no worse than fourth and maybe third, and is already a lock for the NCAA tournament. Mark, Kelvin Sampson probably has the Big 12 Coach of the Year award nailed down after winning the league by multiple games in consecutive seasons. But the job Kevin Young has done in year one has been nothing short of masterful.
It really has. And, you know, it was an exciting hire. Came out of nowhere. He's got a lot of credentials. And then he comes in and brings in amazing players. The recruiting job was just off the charts. And the last test was, well, how good X and O's coaches he? How's he going to do coaching college basketball? How's he going to do in the Big 12, the highest level of college basketball? And I'm just so impressed with how he's gotten better, and he's learned, and he's grown. He's figuring it out, and he's just making some really great decisions. And I love everything that he's done. I mean, I have no complaints. He's just a phenomenal person. And proving himself to be a phenomenal coach this year and for the future. I mean, what a guy and what a hire for BYU.
We love the job he's done, and we love these BYU seniors who are being honored before the game right now, before senior night. They just brought out Mawut Magg. But what big part of what BYU's doing, he's a one-year Cougar after 4 years at Rutgers. But what an impact he's had, and especially in conference play. He has become an integral part of this BYU team.
You talk about turning points in the season, Greg. One of them was in the Delta Center. Richie gets a concussion, and Wood hadn't played a whole lot. He comes in and has a great game and establishes himself as an integral part of this team. And ever since then, he's just a guy that makes everybody better. What a great pickup for, even if it was just a year, I'm thrilled that Mawut was a Cougar for a year. He's been indispensable to the success of this team.
After Mawut, they brought out Trey Stewart. Trey's had an outstanding senior season. His minutes have increased in Big 12 play. He's making big shot after big shot in win after win. A big part of the streak, Trey Stewart, followed out by Fuseni Traore. You just heard the fans saying, "Foos" for Fuseni Traore. And finally, it'll be Trevin Nell. Those are the four seniors tonight. Mawut Magg, Trey Stewart, Fuseni Traore, and here comes Trevin Nell, the longest tenured of the seniors on this senior night. And Mark, treasure this moment because these are three lifetime Cougars. And you don't see as much of that in today's college game. So you really embrace what these three, Trey, Foose, and Trevin, have done. Mawut, very grateful for his 1 year at BYU, of course. But these other three were the guys who've been here a long, long time.
There's something special about guys that are true blue through and through. And certainly those three are. And some of the best people I've ever met, some of the best players I've ever seen here. And I love all Cougars, but, man, those three guys, that means a lot to me, how loyal and faithful and how hard they've worked for this university that I love so much.
All right, our final segment of the Cougar Tip-Off Show, the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, is coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, getting set for BYU and Utah here at the Marriott Center. Free throws kind of cost BYU the Utah game, right? 4 for 10 on the hill. Didn't take enough of them, didn't make enough of the ones they took. But, man, free throws kind of won the Iowa State game on Tuesday in Ames. So BYU's had its struggles, but they've also had their moments where they've really been clutch. They win the Arizona game with two free throws with 3 seconds to go. They seal the deal in Ames with free throws. It's not a bad free throw shooting team. They've had their struggles at times, but I think something BYU fans can feel a little more confident about is when they've had to make them here during this 7-game winning streak, they've been doing a better job of it.
One of the ways to shoot good free throws is to have your good free throw shooter shoot, whether it's Foose or Richie or others. But I thought Dallin stepped up and hit some big ones, Mawut. And it just goes to show you, Greg, how important free throws are. I mean, you could, if you miss a couple, you might lose a game because of that. If you make a couple, you'll win the games because of that. So you just got to step up with confidence and knock them down.
BYU leads the Big 12 in conference play in threes per game. BYU averages 10-plus made three-pointers per game. Cougs had, what, four at Utah? Didn't shoot a good number. And so, again, what happened to Utah are things that, generally speaking, usually don't happen to BYU.
Utah is a really good home team, and their home and away statistics are drastically different. I'm hoping what that means for BYU is they'll get more good looks and be able to hit those threes, because when BYU's making double-digit threes, I just don't know that Utah has the offensive firepower, nor do most teams have the offensive firepower to stay with BYU. And so if they can shoot a nice number from three, that's going to go a long way to getting them a victory tonight.
Yeah, the number four was actually the free throw number. They made eight threes at Utah, but the percentage was very low, 27% three-point performance at Utah when BYU shoots 37% for the season. And Mark, yeah, the splits for Utah are pretty dramatic. At home, 15-4. And on the road, 1-8. True away games, 1-8, 0-2 neutral. So outside of their building, they've lost 10 of 11 games.
You usually don't come to the Marriott Center to cure your road ills. but you know, as you know, we've seen a lot of these games, and Utah's going to come. And, you know, Bill Riley talked about it. They're going to be like stripes, I think, Greg. You know, they lose their sergeant, and then they're all loose, and they're just loose and having fun. And a team can be very dangerous when they're just kind of playing for free and easy. And we'll see how the Utes do tonight.
All right, tip off of BYU and Utah coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip Off Show on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
A slip low by Foose, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for three.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Cannon Look. Big three.
Knocks it
down. Cannon catching three-pointer.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, time to meet tonight's starting lineups. They are brought to you by the Mountain America Credit Union, the official credit union of the BYU men's basketball team and BYU athletics. We'll start with the Utah Running Utes. At the point, number 25, Mike Sheriff-Jumps. 6'9", 195 junior from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. A transfer from Dayton and San Francisco. At the 2, number 55, Gabe Madsen. The all-time leader in three-point makes for the U. 6'6", 200 senior from Rochester, Minnesota. And a transfer from Cincinnati. At the 3, number 10, Jake Wallin. 6'10", 212 sophomore from Provo, Tempe High School. At the 4, number 2, Ezra Assar. 6'8", 238, junior from Atlanta, Georgia, and East Carolina transfer. And the starting center for Utah, number 34, Lawson Lovering. 7'1", 245, senior from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and a Colorado transfer. Those are the Utah Running Utes in red. Their record 16-14, 8-11 in league, 1-8 in true away games, 1-8 in Big 12 away play. Josh Eilert is the interim head coach. His second year as an interim head man, he was the interim bench boss for West Virginia last year. In two interim stints, he is 10-25, 1-2 with the U. Mark Durant introduces you now to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, number 3, Diego Demon. The freshman from Moscow, Russia, at the 2, 21, Trevin Nell. He's a senior, senior night from North Salt Lake, Utah. At the 3, number 15, Richie Saunders, the junior from Riverton, Utah. Your 4 man is number 0, Mawut Mag, the senior from Melbourne, Australia. And at the 5 spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, Kaba Keita, 6'9", junior out of Bamako, Mali. That's your starting 5 for the 22-8 Cougars. 13-6 in conference play, 14-2 here in the Marriott Center, coached by Kevin Young in season number 1.
So you just introduced Trevin Nell as a starter. He'll be starting his 71st conference game. He breaks a tie for second place with Mark Durant. Wow. Mark Durant, Russell Larson, Kenneth Roberts, and Trevin Nell were all tied with 70 conference games played. This is Trevin Nell's 71st. Randy Reed played 72 conference games.
It only took Trevin 9 years to do it. That's impressive.
All right, the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off is next. Tip-off inspired, personalized learning, and inspiring learning with engaged instructors in smaller classes at BYU Salt Lake Center. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. It is time for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. The officials tonight, Ray Natili, Justin Shamian, and Darren White.
I've never seen Richie this excited about a game. He's bouncing around. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Great to have you with us on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Our final game coming your way from the Marriott Center. Everything else BYU will play will be on neutral floors moving forward. Kay Bakeda slaps the opening tap. And Yegor Demin will take it from right to left, back to front. BYU in forecourt away from us to our right. Demin, high to Nell. Nell jumps into a three, misses it left. It deadens on the flange and drops to Ezra Assar.
What you will see is a lot less pressure out near half court from Utah. They don't throw a lot of pressure out you beyond the three-point line.
Utah in forecourt. Assar runs it high. He goes low as the pass goes right wing to Ali. Now Sheriff jumps. Sheriff jumps. Lobbed it up for Lovering. The lob pass was wide. It's out to Ali. Ali will drive to the free throw line. He bangs into Trevin Nell. Pivots on him. Bounces and turns it over on the... Saved in by Assar. Thought
shoot.
It was turnover. A shot clock violation? No, it hit the front of the rim. Yeah, they do call the violation. The buzzer went off, and the long shot from Sheriff jumps. Did glance off the iron, but the buzzer did sound. The shot clock violation is called. And so BYU will come back the other way after missing its first shot attempt. A three from Trevin Nell. Officially no shot attempt for Utah. And a turnover on the shot clock violation. Assar knocks the ball away from Mawut Mag. Pressure on the wing. And teams do pressure that wing entry for BYU. It's resulted in a few turnovers in recent games. Demin out front. Yegor to the right wing. Richie has Sheriff jumps trailing him. Yegor will drive and kick to Nell, right wing. Straight away, Yegor, 10-second shot clock. Yegor runs Waleed into a screen. Elbow jumper, knocks it down. Yegor Demin from the mid-range, and BYU opens the scoring. 2-0 Cougs, 1 minute and 15 seconds in.
Yegor's shooting has been a big storyline this year, but he has seemed to get better lately. Last couple weeks, he's seemed more confident in that shot.
Lovering straight away. Dribble handoff to Sheriff jumps. Sheriff jumps has Demin on him. Sheriff jumps high to Lovering. Lovering straddling the three-point line straight away. Kaba pressuring on Lovering, who gives to Madsen left wing. Yegor run into the screen, frees Madsen for the three. In and out, the tip, no, and the collection by Saunders. Richie races it into four court right side. Richie down the baseline on Assar, takes a hip check. There'll be a foul on Ezra Assar.
That's what BYU is so good at, off a miss, getting out in transition, and Utah's on their heels. If you could get Assar in foul trouble, he's been the superstar for Utah the last five games or so. It'd be a big storyline in this one.
BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Yegor Demin straight away off the inbound. Yegor to the right wing at 20 feet. Now takes it baseline, terminates on the end, finds Nell, left wing Saunders. Saunders dribbles past Waleen to the left block, still on the dribble. Richie picks it up, whips it out to Demin. With a 7-second shot clock, Yegor gets right to the rim. Scoop and score around Sheriff jumps. Yegor Demon's got all four for BYU. 4-0 Cougars, 2 minutes and 12 seconds in.
Yegor enjoying the freedom. That double team's not attacking him this game.
Lovering has it nearly taken away. Knocked out of bounds by Yegor Demin. It'll stay Utah basketball.
Utah seems just a touch rattled. They need a bucket to kind of settle themselves.
BYU's off to a 4-0 start. Mike Sheriff jumps, the lanky Utah point guard. We have a pair of 6'9 point guards going head-to-head today.
It's a whole new world.
Assar, topside. Assar, good to first step on Richie. Takes it right to the rim. Scores it, but the foul out front. And picking it up is Saunders.
That's a break as Assar made that shot. BYU get to reset their defense.
Fouls are even one apiece. 2 minutes and 24 seconds in. 4-0 Cougs here to sold out Marriott Center. The color to wear tonight is royal in the stands, and BYU royal on the floor. Utah in white with their strong red base coloring. Madsen for three. Front rims to three. Offensive rebound, Jake Waleen. Reset for Utah. Out to Sheriff jumps. Sheriff jumps. Has Saunders going under the screen. stops at the base, banks and scores 4-2.
Utah is a good rebounding team, and they out-rebounded BYU up on the hill by three.
Second chance points for the U. Demon wipes away Wallin. Topside to Richie. Richie has Sheriff jumps trailing. Missed the long shot left side. Kaba slaps, but only taps it to Wallin. Utah in the forecourt. Can Tyre take a lead? Assar runs into Richie. Richie's called for another foul. No, no foul. The ball away from Assar. Now a strip. And this will be a foul on BYU, but not Richie Trevenell. So two fouls on the Cougs to one for the U, and Utah can Tyre take a lead down 4-2 with 16:54 to play until halftime.
That was a big bucket Utah had last time down off an offensive rebound. They were struggling, and BYU got a miss, but Utah able to get it and put it back in.
Sheriff jumps. Triggers baseline right in the right corner to Assar. Back to Sheriff jumps. Mag closes out. Straight away Madsen. Left wing Wallin for the lead. Three missed. Mag rebound. Mawut runs it down the barrel to Yegor right wing. Crossing over on Madsen. Bounces to Trevenell. Trevenell past Wallin. Trying to flip it on the other side of the rim. Missed a shot badly. And here comes the U on the rebound. Sheriff jumps. Forecourt left side. Into a three for the lead. Yep. Knocks it down. Sheriff jumps has five and a whistle back near the Utah bench area. Assar went down, never got up. So Utah scored without numbers. It's 5-4 Utah, 5-0 run, as Sheriff Jumps has all five for the visitors.
Trevenell took that baseline and tried to do a reverse. Crazy shot, but as Assar was challenging that, I think came down on his ankle or knee and has not gotten up.
16:25 to play till halftime. Utah's gone on a 5-0 spurt after a strong BYU 4-0 start. And the spurt began with an offensive rebound off a missed three from Madsen. And Madsen was not good from the arc in Salt Lake City. He went 1-for-11 from three in a game Utah won.
Sar walks off under his own power, but into the locker room. That would be a big storyline. Like I said, Sar has been the best player on this team the last five games for Utah. And obviously was huge against BYU. What, 26 in that first meeting against BYU? Unstoppable. BYU had no answer for him.
Season high, 26. Comes into tonight on a streak of six consecutive games, double figures. Yegor Demin misses a runner at the rim. Keanu Dawes has checked in for the U, replacing Ezra Assar. Sheriff jumps out near the timeline. He has all five for Utah. Yegor has all four for BYU. Yegor under the screen. Sheriff jumps past Demin, stops at 10 feet. To the elbow, Lovering. Straight away, Wallin, the former BYU commit. Wallin out to Dawes. Dawes pressured by Mag. Lovering on a short corner entry right side. Starts on Kaba. Out to Madsen. Madsen step back with two and with one. Desperation three. Off the flange. Offensive rebound for Utah. Foul and free throws.
Pretty bad there. You knew that shot was coming, and BYU had nobody around that. Easy rebound right in the paint.
Gabe Madsen has missed all three of his three-point tries. But Utah's rebounding most of the misses. It'll be Utah shooting free throws, leading BYU 5-4. Cougars on a scoring drought of 2-plus minutes. 15:43 to go till halftime here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball brought to you by All-Pro Capital. All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Not a good start for BYU. Well, you're saying, hey, they're up 4-0. They were. But since then, it's a 5-0 Utah surge, and now Richie Saunders is on the bench. Two early fouls with 0 points.
Yeah, I would say a very poor start, and I guess it's a little bit of a trend. West Virginia, Iowa State. Now tonight, the first 5 minutes has not looked pretty, at least offensively for BYU. So not the end of the world, but certainly not ideal being down and losing Richie for who knows how many minutes he'll have to sit in this half after playing 47 minutes the other night. He's going to be on the bench right now.
Richie's not been a guy that picks up fouls to a point where he's got to sit for long stretches. This has not been part of his game at all.
And it comes on an offensive rebound, too. Yeah. Shouldn't have happened. And he had to foul. He didn't have to foul, but he fouled on the putback. And so, yeah, tough start.
So BYU being challenged by a Utah team which has lost three of four coming in. Has a change in head coaches. The interim coach knows he's not the next guy. They've already hired the next guy. All right, we're come out of this timeout here with 15:43 to play till halftime. And, yeah, BYU's on a scoring drought of 2 minutes plus. Just the start Utah wanted.
Boskovich and Hall will check in. I actually like this. This will give a little bit more size in there. BYU's getting hurt on the boards, but now you've got some size to match what Utah has on the floor.
6-2 in rebounds in Utah's favor. Keanu Dawes will take free throws. Ezra Asar has not returned to the game after leaving with a knock earlier. 73% free throw shooter Dawes rattles it home, and Utah's on a 6-0 run. Did not score against West Virginia on Tuesday night. 0 points in 21 minutes. He's now 13 of his last 15 free throws. Now 14 of 16. Utah, 7-0 surge. 7-4, the U leading BYU. 15:40 to go till halftime. Mawut Mag in the right corner, Mihailo Boskovic. Mihailo, a one-foot runner over Keanu Dawes to end a BYU scoring drought of nearly 2.5 minutes. Boskovic on the board, and BYU within one, down 7-6.
Runner off 1 foot. He does not lack for confidence.
Sheriff jumps. Give and go, top of the key. Foose and Dawson Baker to check in. An underhand scoop from Madsen to Lovering. Lovering bobbled out of bounds, and they'll say it's off of BYU. The fans, and I'd have to say I don't agree, but I only got one quick live look at it. And either way, it'll go back to Utah. But again, it's a Utah possession that appears to be over, but it's not. 7-6, the U leading BYU with 15:12 to play. Sheriff jumps. Baseline send it to the left of the bucket. Wallin jumps a pass to Madsen on the boundary. Straight away, Lovering. Back to Madsen. Madsen, Wallin. A send out to Sheriff jumps. Another three. This one short. Another offensive rebound. Nope. This one slapped by Wallin to Hall. And Hall clears to Baker. Down floor, Mag. Return to Baker on the wing right side. Wallin got a look at that offensive board. Couldn't corral it. And the Cougs come down floor, trailing 7-6. In the corner left side, Dallin Hall. Dallin around Sheriff jumps. Takes a bump in the paint. Hands off to Foose. Up and in at the rim. Cougs retake the lead. 8-7. And the fans with a serenade of Foose for the senior from Mali.
Dallin and Foose just have a special connection. They know what the other one's going to do. Now Hall finds him.
BYU scored the first four. Utah the next seven. BYU the next four. Sheriff jumps in the center oval. To the right wing. Into an 18-footer. Heavy on it. Rebound. Foose. Good snatch. Outlet Baker. Baker will take it himself down the lane. Baker runs to the rim, takes a hip check, and will get free throws for his troubles. Jake Wallin picks it up. That's two on the U to three for BYU. And Dawson Baker will shoot two with BYU up one.
I like Dawson's aggressiveness there, as they just didn't get in front of him, so he kept pushing it till he got to the rim.
Call it a power play of the game as Dawson powered his way to the rim to earn two free throws. The power play of the game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. Dawson Baker at the free throw line with BYU up one.
Looks like Asar is going to check back in, so not too serious on an injury.
Dawson with the free throw. Good. DB, 70% at the free throw line. He has scored 9 points or fewer in 11 consecutive games. With no Richie Saunders for a lot of the first half here, maybe Dawson has an opening here to have a big difference made for BYU on the score sheet. 9-7 Cougs, five in a row, and now six in a row as Dawson makes the free throw. Cougs up 10-7 after trailing 7-4. 6 minutes in here at the Marriott Center. Asar has checked back in to Madsen on the run to the rim. Cut off, triple teamed in the post. Knocked away, taken away. BYU on the steal. They collapsed on Madsen and forced the giveaway. Mihailo stumbles into the paint, and they take it right back. Mihailo gets it right back. Foose loses it, gets it back, and now Dallin Hall. And Dallin holds up his hand. Okay, guys, calm down. Everyone settle. We're good. 15-second shot clock. 13:45 on the game clock here in the first half. Dawson with Sheriff Jumps leaning. A drift pass to Trey Stewart. Airmails almost the three, but an offensive rebound to Foose. Back up, and he missed a stick back. It would have given BYU a 12-7 lead. It falls off the rim. Would have been an 8-0 run for BYU. Foose got right there. Banking and missing at the rim. Asar, Boskovic on the rebound. Good contest by BYU. Dawson hits the gas. Gets to the rim on a little reverse flip. He missed the reverse lay-in. and Utah on the rebound.
Well, BYU's getting right to the rim, and
they missed three now. At the rim.
Yeah.
Foose, Yegor, and Dawson missing right at the 10.
You got no Lovering's not in there, so you can just take your time on those shots. Don't have to hurry.
Sheriff jumps, cuts low, travels in the post. Turnover number three for Utah. Now, the one thing BYU's doing is taking good care of the ball. No turnovers for BYU. 8 minutes in. 8 minutes and 1 second. Or pardon me, 7 minutes and 1 second, to be precise. We're 12:59 to go until halftime. BYU leading 10-7. Utah on a scoreless drought of 2:43. Utah checking in Miro Little at point guard. Hunter Erickson, who is the Cougar killer in Salt Lake City, is in for the U. He scored 9 against BYU in Salt Lake. Hasn't scored more than 5 in any game since. He was good that night against his former team. Foose on a short corner post-up. Takes a bump and a foul by Caleb Lohner, speaking of former Cougars.
Yeah, that was a fun matchup. He and Foose were going at it there, and Caleb, still maybe got a little football in him, was a little too aggressive on the push with the chest.
That's 3 fouls for the U. Lohner's going to be at the NFL Combine, or the Big 12 Combine, pardon me, here in a week or so.
He's got a unique body for football, so I wouldn't be surprised if he makes a career out of it.
Mihailo for 3, heavy. Offensive rebound, Foose, but he lost it out of bounds.
Looked like Foose had it in his hands, and it was knocked out. I mean, he wasn't hitting at it. He had it in both hands. It looked like Lohner knocked it out, but another call goes against the Cougars.
10-7, BYU a 3-point lead. Utah scoreless in 3.5 minutes. Assar, the trailer Little.
Zone from the Cougars.
BYU shooting 33%, but Utah only 22. Erickson, short corner Lohner. To Dawes beneath the basket, missed the dunk. And grabbing the rebound, Dawson Baker was nearly headlocked. No call. Down floor Hall. Low to Stewart. Out to Mihailo. Transition 3. No offensive rebound. Foose stripped. Here comes the U.
That would have been on all the highlight reels if Mihailo could have hit that.
Under 12-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Little. Right wing. Utah not making, or BYU not making Utah pay for a 4-minute scoreless drought. And Dawes is tripped on his drive. He'll shoot or have Utah in possession after this break as Trey Stewart hits the deck and he's injured. 11:38 to go till halftime. A staggering start for both teams. 10-7 BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
In a game that went final about the time that our game tipped off, number 9 Texas Tech beats Arizona State 85-57 in one other game in the Big 12 in action right now. About 8.5 minutes left in the first half, number 3 Houston trails Baylor by 1. Now back to Greg and Mark at the Marriott Center.
Thank you, Ben. BYU Basketball brought to you by Mountain America, which is tonight's game sponsor. Mountain America Credit Union, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We thank Mountain America for being an important part of our team and sponsoring tonight's game here at the Marriott Center. BYU has won 12 of the last 18 against Utah. BYU has won 10 of the last 11 against Utah here in Provo. Last time they met here at the Marriott Center was in 2022, December 17th of 2022. BYU won that game 75-66. BYU leading Utah 10-7, but both teams have gone 0 for the last 5 from the field.
Yeah, it hasn't been a pretty game. Utah shooting terribly, but BYU really not making them pay for it. BYU missing a lot in the paint.
Paint points in favor of BYU, but many more opportunities have gone begging for the Cougs. BYU 4 of 13 from the field, 0 for 5 from 3. Have not made a 3. The Big 12's leading 3-point team does not have a 3.
Teams combined just 1 for 11. Utah got the 1, obviously.
Utah's only 2 of 10 from the field. Both makes from Mike Sheriff jumps. BYU steals off the inbound. That's turnover number 4 for Utah to BYU's 1. Trey Stewart right corner to Dallin Hall. Back to Trey. Cycle high to Dawson Baker. Driving kick left corner. Mihailo picks it up. Straight away Foose to Dallin Hall. No starters in the game for BYU. A foul out front. It'll be picked up by Caleb Lohner. That's 2 on Caleb. 4 on Utah. The fouls are even 4 apiece with 11-18 to go until halftime.
I think with this lineup, I keep going with that play right there, which picked up the foul on Lohner, but that two-man game with Hall and Foose, I think, is your best option here with this group. Lovering not in. I think Foose can take Caleb on a low block, even if they don't switch.
Of the 10 players on the floor right now, Assar and Wallin are the only two starters for either team. Dawson Baker runs to the lane, stops at 8 feet, floater good. Dawson Baker's got that shot, and he unleashes it. 4 points for DB. BYU's up five. Game high lead of five for BYU at 12-7. Jake Wallin sees a double on a post-up. Out to Miro Little. Whips it high to Hunter Erickson. Sends in the corner to Assar. Mihailo closing out on Ezra Assar. Assar will dive low into a double. Bank and miss. Tip and score. Another offensive rebound. More second chance points for Utah.
Well, they got the double and actually got the stop on Assar, but then didn't rebound it.
Mihailo, cross court, left corner, Trey, high to Dallin, jabs from three, finds Mihailo for the three, that's no good, and the rebound to Lohner. BYU is 0 for 6 from deep, and Boskovic is 0 for 3 himself. Lohner has it lost out of bounds on the drive, they say off of Lohner, no,
they're going to switch this,
they're going to overrule this,
and give it
back to Utah.
I don't think that's the right overrule, yeah, I just think Caleb lost it.
Well, every 50-50 ball and 50-50 call right now appears to be going the other way.
Yeah, Caleb was getting some steam to go and take it really hard, and I just think he, as he picked it up with both hands, went off of him. Yeah, and that's the right call.
Meaning it's the wrong call.
Right. The first official had it right.
An overrule wrong. Ball don't lie. Hall, steal. Ahead, Mihailo. Mihailo to the trailer. DB for three. No, it's heavy. BYU 0 for 7 from deep, and the three-point shooting is a problem right now.
And that's a three-on-one with no points again.
Assar right to the rim, and the foul, chance to tie the game. 12-11, BYU's lead down to one. Utah can tie it at the stripe with Assar. That's Dawson Baker on the foul. And the three looks that BYU's getting, these are wide-open threes. And Stewart 0 for 1, Boskovic 0 for 3. Baker now 0 for 1. Saunders and Nella both missed their three-point tries, and Richie will now check back in. This is the moment that Kevin Young decides, I've got to get my guy back in the game. And BYU won for its last eight from the field. The fans still uptight, and they have a right to be over a missed out-of-bounds call a moment ago. Didn't end up killing BYU, as the Cougs did take the ball away, but missed in transition.
If you remember in that Utah game, BYU had several two-on-one, three-on-ones that they did not score up on the hill. Now
Trey's been called for a technical foul. And who will shoot them? Hunter Erickson. The former Cougar makes the free throw. Made the free throws that won the game in overtime against BYU.
Chance for 5 points on this possession if Assar makes his free throw.
Hit the front rim, a miss, 1 for 2 for Erickson. Well, with two fouls, Richie Saunders re-enters the game, and Trevin Nell re-enters the game. BYU looking for something, anything. It's been a rough offensive start. Both teams shooting 31%. But this is a BYU team that runs one of the best offenses in the country that does not look right in the first 10 minutes. But, Mark, we've seen it in the last few games. They can turn it on in a hurry, not look good early, and look great as the game goes along. Assar makes the free throw to complete the three-point play.
And he's starting to heat up. He's got five now, and he's had good success against BYU. You don't want him to get confident.
BYU had a five-point lead, game-high five-point lead. It's erased on a 6-0 Utah run. 13-12, Hall. They finally call the foul. It was being ridden all the way across the key. Miro Little picks it up. That won't matter. He doesn't play a lot. Utah, five fouls. BYU, six fouls. Not a good first 10 minutes for BYU. Trailing 13-12. Foose on the arc left side. High to Dallin Hall. Dallin Hall, scoreless. Richie Saunders, scoreless. In foul trouble. Back to Richie. Big three. Nope. Offensive rebound. Trevin Nell had it knocked out of his hands by Hunter Erickson. Miro Little down floor. BYU 0 for 8 from deep. Wallin drops it off on the pocket to Lovering. He misses at the rim. Coops catch a break. Richie kick ahead to Mawut on the arc left side. Mag back in. Trailer Foose. Hand off Mawut. Mawut into a three. That's no good. 0 for 9.
Everything's long. They just amped up.
The three-point shooting has been BYU's undoing here in the first half. A loose ball, a slap out to Utah on the reset. Little for three. Pure.
That's another
16
one.
To 12, and Utah's on a 9-0 run.
Looked like a turnover as they lost control of it. Lovering able to just bat it back out.
8:45 to play till halftime. Utah game high 4-point lead, 16 to 12. Foose mid-range, short on the push shot. Rebound Utah. BYU being out rebounded 16 to 9. The fans are quiet. They're nervous. They're uneasy. Lovering on a back down of Foose. Out to Little, who just drained a big three a moment ago. Little hard to the end line. Traveled with a turnover. Turnovers helping BYU. Utah's got 7 of them to BYU's 1. And the points off of turnovers are 4-0 in BYU's favor, but it's the only thing going BYU's way. The Cougs are shooting 26% from the field and are 0 for 9 from 3. This is the worst the BYU's offense has looked over a long stretch like this. Well, I guess we don't have to say for too long. They've had a couple of stretches that haven't been very good in the first halves against Iowa State and West Virginia, but just the rhythm's not there right now.
He's going to take the lid off from distance for BYU.
Kata. Yegor's back in the game. The handoff to Demon. Is it Yegor? Top of the key. Three. No. 0 for 10. Offense. Nope. Defensive rebound. Madsen. 0 for 10 for the best three-point team in terms of volume in the Big 12. The under 8-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Pocket pass to Lovering. He misses the short shot. Offensive rebound. Stick back. Miss foul.
Another foul as Asar gets another rebound put back.
Well, BYU's being just beaten up right now, bullied in this game. 18 to 9 on the boards. 5 to 2 on the offensive glass. 6-0 in second chance points. It's all Utah for the moment. BYU won for its last 12 from the field. Wow. 16 to 12, Utah over BYU. Another rough first half offensively for the Cougs. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
I'm going to call this the All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game. It's a big moment for BYU. Under 8 to go in the first half, and the Cougs on a 1-for-12 shooting stretch. Scoreless in 3.5, trailing, but only by 4 is the good news. It's the All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. BYU's not been able to celebrate one made three-pointer in this game. 0 for 10 from 3. And basically it's one and done. They're not getting the rebounds on the offensive end. Utah's clearing and running. And Utah, despite shooting only 31% from the field, leads BYU here at the Marriott Center because the Cougs are shooting 25%. 5 for 20, including 0 for 10 from deep. And BYU's being doubled up on the glass. That's not normally a BYU team. 18 to 9, Utah in rebounds. Asar, 5 and 5, points and rebounds.
Yeah, that's disappointing. Obviously, shooting can come and go a little bit, but that rebound number and every kind of 50-50 ball Utah's getting to, they're out hustling BYU. And somebody needs to step up and provide some kind of resistance to Asar because he's just pushing people around, getting every rebound, and then getting to the free throw line. And somebody's got to kind of take a challenge and go do that for BYU right now. And I'd like to see Kaba do that. He's been a little bit quiet in this game, and he was a little bit quiet up on the hill. This is a time for him to shine in this game.
Kevin Young's got his starters in the game. Kaba at Utah, 4 points, 9 rebounds, 3 block shots against his former team. Ezra Asar is back at the free throw line for 2. Utah's up 16 to 12. Free throw short. Ezra Asar, season high 26 against BYU. His last two coming into tonight, 25 free throw attempts. This is his fourth of this game. Third of this game, pardon me. short again, but it climbs in. 6 points for Assar. The lead, a game-high five. BYU's lead's been a game-high five. 17-12 Utah. Someone's going to make a three here and just settle the Cougs in.
Yeah, or be more aggressive. Go to the rim. Get inside.
Richie Saunders gets inside. Draws a foul and scores on cue, Mark. Richie Saunders draws the foul. Jake Wallin on the back of Richie. Wallin picks up his second. The Utes have their sixth. And BYU will be shooting the rest of the way. Both teams will be in the single bonus. 7:38 to go until halftime. And Richie, who was scoreless until that moment, now is on the board, has two, a chance for three.
That's what Richie did at Iowa State when the pressure was overwhelming. As he makes a free throw, he kind of just went right at the teeth of that defense.
Saunders has now made 17 consecutive free throws. 17-15, BYU within two. We've seen BYU at about this stage of a game go on a run and really turn it on. Madsen for three, wide left. Offensive rebound, Utah. Stick back and score by Assar again.
That's getting to be embarrassing.
19-15. BYU's getting misses or not securing rebounds. Nell misses a three long. And the long rebound collected by Madsen. Now Mawut Mag is down on the floor, hurt behind the play. Numbers for the Utes. Madsen in the corner. Sheriff jumps. Pulls it out to the wing left side. Post feed to Assar. Assar squares up on Kata. Cut off on the baseline. Bump, travel. Travel on Assar. That's turnover number eight. Utah, all kinds of turnover trouble. But Utah with a four-point lead at 19-15. 8-1 in miscues right now. BYU only 4 points off of eight Utah turnovers.
Well, Nell took a second three, and he's hit the backboard on both of them. He's got to find a more stable shot. Both were highly contested.
Nell on the floor. Three-point land left corner. Will drive it. Stop at 10 feet. Little off balance. Throws out to Richie. BYU down four. Saunders past Assar. Stops in the post. Flips it underneath. No. Hit the other side of the rim, but Cabe is there to rescue it and stick it back. There's an offensive rebound and second chance points for BYU. Cougs within two, but they need some stops here. The fans getting loud, encouraging BYU defensively. Lovering just bangs into Demon, shoots over him and misses. Another offensive rebound and a dunk by Assar.
And he just pushed Kaba Kate out of the way. I never thought I would say that. Come on, Kaba. You're better than that.
21-17. BYU cannot get the stop. Yegor goes into the left block. Pirouettes in the paint. Turns it over off the foot of Mawut Mag out of bounds. We'll say off of Utah. Nope, there's the overrule. And it'll go to Utah. Probably the right call. 6:01 to play till halftime. And Ezra Assar is doing exactly what he did to BYU in Salt Lake City. 10 points, 7 rebounds. And multiple second-chance opportunities. Lovering to the cutter. Dawes for the dunk. Went for the dunk.
Whoa,
missed it.
That's better, Kayla.
Mag had the rebound knocked out of his hands. It goes to Nell, who takes it into forecourt. Mag was just body-checked. He'll race into Assar. Bank and miss. Tip by Kayla. No offensive rebound and a foul on the floor. It'll be 1-1, though. And if it's Kayla shooting, he has to make one to get a shot for two. 5:41 to play. BYU down four still, 21-17. That is foul number seven. 1-1 for BYU. It is Kaba shooting.
That should be one. I'm not sure if it's one. It should be two because he tried to tip that.
You're right. It should be two shots. Now, I saw him. But the thing is, the referee pointed to the floor as if it's not shooting, but he was following for a tip. They're saying one and one.
You're right. I thought that outside official signaled two, but you're right. 1-1.
And Kaba, 40% at the line. Not close.
Good play by Richie to knock it out.
Offensive rebound off the missed free throw. Mag in the right corner. Richie, 25 feet away left side. 10-second shot clock to Kaba up top. Kata, right wing, Nell. Nell gets a step on Lovering. Gets to the basket, passed out of it on the wing to Mag, to Richie with a three and two. Shoots the three and missed it long. Shot clock violation. Desperation three late in the clock. Was it Trevin Nell that had the ball beneath the bucket? And now Richie Saunders is either cramping or turned an ankle. He's staying on the floor but limping around. Was it Nell that had the open path to the basket and passed out of it?
Well, he had a reverse and he maybe didn't want to shoot it because
at
his last
the previous
reverse.
One. Yeah. So, Boscovich in. Richie is hobbled. Richie is cramping or something. He is frustrated and will go right to the end of the bench. Richie showing it on his face, an unusual expression for Richie Saunders. 21-17, BYU down four. Again, the Cougs have turned things on in the final 5 minutes of halves. Madsen missing a fadeaway three. He's 1 for 16 against BYU from the three-point line this season. Yet his team won the first game and leads the second game. Banker by Demon goes on the left side, right near the rim. 21-19, BYU within two. But every time the Cougs get within two, Utah scores the next time down the floor. As Sheriff Jumps misses on the baseline jumper, BYU down two, breaking into four court. Mihailo drives, finger roll score! Off the assist from Trevanell. And timeout to Utah. The Cougs tie the game at 21. That's a simple little finger roll. We're going to call that the Zions Bank shot of the game and a 4-0 surge for BYU. It's Mihailo Boskovic filling the lane and scoring to tie the game at 21. Tonight's shot of the game brought to you by Zions Bank for 150 years of helping you succeed. Zions Bank is for you. Well, Mark, we have seen it time and again. The Cougs don't look good, don't look right for long stretches. And then they hit the gas. And they've gone on some pretty tremendous runs at the end of halves, starting halves, and have really turned things around. It did not look good in the first 10 minutes. Doesn't look great right now, but the Cougs are tied at 21 despite shooting 33% and yet to make a three. 0 for 11 from deep.
And start this little run started with Diego going and challenged Lovering and took contact. He hasn't been good at that, but man, that was a strong move from Diego. He scored it, and then you get going the other way again in Mihailo. So nice little run here. Keep the pressure on. Asar is out right now, which is a big opportunity for BYU to get something going here.
That first three of the game for BYU, when it comes, is going to bring a huge sigh of relief to the fans here at the Marriott Center. Sheriff Jumps doubled near the timeline, nearly turned it over. It ends up in an open three for Wallin, and he knocks it down and gives Utah the 24-21 lead.
A big shot. That looked like a turnover, and then it wasn't.
Demon to the bump.
Maybe Dallin Hall can hit a three.
Right corner, Mawood. Maybe he can hit a three. Nope. Short on it. Maybe. 0 for 12.
These threes are not close.
Best three-point team in the Big 12 in terms of makes per game. 0 for 12. How does that happen? 24-21, Utah. Lovering bobbles, gets to Sheriff Jumps. He'll drive the end line. A drift pass, another three. Missed by Wallin. Offensive rebound again for Utah. The tap low to Dawes, knocked out of his hands, out of bounds off of BYU, off of Utah. It'll go BYU ball with 3:45 to go till halftime. The Cougs down again. They cannot get on top of Utah. It's Utah 24 and BYU 21 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. This BYU basketball team shoots 37% from the three-point line, among the top teams in the country in percentage of points scored on threes. They're second in the Big 12 in three-point percentage in conference play and lead the Big 12 in conference play in threes made per game. The Cougs have made 10 or more threes. 10 or more threes in 10 of their last 13 games. Yet, they have zero in this game. 0 for 12. And so, Mark, in the first halves of the last two home games, BYU's not made a three. They were 0 for against West Virginia, and they're 0 for against Utah.
Something with that west side hoop, but the thing of it is I can't remember one thinking, oh, that was close, or just rimmed out. They're all really bad, and they've got to figure a way to do that because, you know, Utah has come to play, and they're hustling, and BYU not even keeping up with Utah, who's not shooting well themselves, 3 for 11. But I'd take that.
But those threes, those threes are why Utah leads the game, 24-21. BYU shooting actually by 1/10 of a percentage point better than Utah tonight, 32.1 to 32% from the field. But BYU's 0 for 12 is the decisive number at the moment. Diego on the arc right side. Who makes the first three for BYU? That becomes the question of this night. Dawson Baker cycles from Hall to Demon. Is it Yegor? Nope. Strong. Not close that one. 0 for 13.
You know, Yegor's getting better, but I don't think that's the shot you want out of the timeout.
Now BYU's officially playing with fire. here at the Huntsman at the Marriott Center. Driving is Dawes. After losing at the Huntsman Center, BYU trying to avoid the sweep at the hands of their rivals as Dawes is fouled on the drive, and he'll be shooting free throws.
Good news is Richie will check back in. He tweaked that ankle, but he's going to go for it. Pretty good foul there, though, as it would have been a dunk and make Dawes make free throws. This is the worst performance I've seen in a couple months for BYU, maybe since they played Utah.
Isn't that something, though? It's the Utah game.
That's a lot of pressure. Senior night, Utah game, and it's just not right, right now. They've got to find a way to make it right.
Dawes has made all of his free throws. 3 for 3 tonight. This to go 4 of 4. The Utah lead back to 4 after BYU tied the game. Dawes again.
Nice stroke.
26-21. Utah leads BYU by 5. Both teams have had 5-point leads here in the first half. It's a 5-0 surge for Utah after BYU tied the game at 21. 3 minutes to go till halftime. Baker high, Saunders. 30 feet away, right side, Dowlin. A jab step, a hesitation, a drive down the lane, a stop at 8 feet, a send out to Boskovic. Boskovic shoving away Dawes. Drip pass, left corner, Dawson for 3. There it is.
There it is.
Dawson Baker with the first Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer of the night for BYU. Brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. BYU within 2, 26-24. Boskovic caught holding Lovering out front. That's foul number 9.
That was a weird foul, almost like he intentionally did it, but that put Lovering at the line.
But he's only the 40% shooter, so maybe the guy they want
maybe
to foul.
Maybe.
Lovering, 13 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 blocks, and 35 minutes at the Huntsman Center. Lovering has nothing in this game. BYU within 2, 26-24, and the first made 3 of the night comes off the fingertips of Dawson Baker. Dawson 7 to lead BYU. Ezra Assar, 10.7 rebounds to pace Utah. 2:33 to go till halftime. 26-24 for the Utes. Lovering front end.
This is a big one.
Strong on it, missed it. Richie the rebound. Cougs in four court. Can Tyre take a lead? Mihailo for the lead. Knocks down the 3. Back-to-back threes. After BYU went 0 for 13, and the Cougs in front, 27-26.
The floodgates are open. Mihailo.
Sheriff jumps. High to Mason Madsen. Lovering at the elbow. I thought he took a step. Sheriff jumps to the right corner. Lovering low to Dawes. They knock it away, take it away. Turnover number 9 for Utah. Richie to the top. Richie left wing Hall. Dallin, cross-court DB in the corner to Mihailo. Mihailo jabs, travel, turnover.
Mihailo giveth and take away. He wanted to go baseline and got jammed by Dawes, which caused him to lift up his back pivot foot.
It's a 6-0 run on a pair of threes. But turnover number 4 comes at a really inopportune time. You have the lead, chance to push it a little bit, and a really weird turnover in the corner. BYU's up a single point. Sheriff jumps. High to Assar. Loner. Top of the key. Gabe Madsen. Dribbles back into a wide open 3 and he knocks that down. His first 3. And Utah back in front. 29-27. Mihailo to answer for 3. Nope. Rebound Loner. And Utah weathers another BYU storm and takes a lead back. 29-27, Utah and the ball. 1:15 to go till halftime. BYU 2 for 16 from deep here in the first half. 0 for 13, made 2 and a miss. Madsen pivoting away from pressure at 35 feet, finds Sheriff jumps on a 7-second shot clock. Sheriff jumps, shoves away Baker, mid-range, bank, miss, rebound Foose. Cougs can Tyre take a lead. DB takes a hit out front. Offensive foul or no? Nope, defensive foul, but Dawson didn't get the shot to drop. Would have been a 3-point play chance. Instead, he goes to the line to earn 2 free throws. Dawson Baker, interesting note about DB's year. In his first 11 games, he had 6 double-figure scoring games. In his last 19 games, he has 1 He's gone 11 consecutive games with 9 points or fewer. Hot take, that streak ends tonight.
You can tie that from the line here, and that was a good, strong move against Caleb Lohner, but, man, he freed himself and had a pretty easy layup, but just too much contact to finish that one, I guess, but he'll get a chance to get two at the line.
BYU's officially 3-for-7 on layups here in the first half.
Yeah, that didn't even count. He didn't. That doesn't count against that one. That was a layup.
So Dawson Baker will shoot two on foul number 8. It was a shooting foul. No, 1-1. Pardon me. They called the foul out front.
I wouldn't have counted even if he made it. That's crazy to me. Certainly on his shooting motion. He didn't take another dribble after it.
29-28. The free throw made good by Baker. This to tie the game on foul number 8. Utah being the double bonus on the next BYU foul. 55.1 to go till halftime. Baker rattles that one home. 29-29.
BYU checks in their best defensive squad for this possession.
BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. 50 seconds to go till the break in a tie ball game. 29-29. Sheriff jumps at the free throw line to Lovering, and they intentionally foul Lovering Boskovic, putting Lovering at the line for two. It's clearly tactical. They want the chance with the stop clock to get free throw misses from Lovering, who missed a front end a moment ago.
I guess the metrics or numbers or whatever tell you to do that. I don't love that play. You got a good defensive team out there, and he's going to have two chances. It's not a one-on-one anymore.
Two-shot foul for Lovering, but only a 40% free throw shooter coming into the night, and he's 0 for 1, and now he's 0 for 2.
Yes, that's why I'm not a coach. If this works out, that's been a pretty smart move on these last two possessions to foul the big fella.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Bailey. Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories.
Oh, he banked it in. Are you kidding me?
Banks in the third of his night and 1-for-2 on the trip. So Utah back in front by 1, 30-29. BYU can play 2-for-1 here.
See if they get a quick hitter.
That has to be the intention because Hall's letting it roll. So BYU now racing into forecourt to call timeout. So probably quick hitter for Kevin Young out of the timeout. I think 2-for-1's a good call here, Mark. 43.6 on the first half game clock, a 28-second shot clock. You shoot in the first 10 seconds here, and you can get a second shot to end the half. Utah leads by 1, 30-21. Neither team's pulled away from the other in half number 1. Both teams have led by as many as 5. BYU led at 12-7 for their game-high lead. Had a brief lead at 27-26. Utah led by 5 at 17-12 and at 26-21. Both teams struggling from the field. BYU 34%, Utah 33%. But the struggles for BYU from the three-point line, mighty indeed. 2-for-16. BYU really had a tough percentage night on the hill. 8-for-30 on that night. 2-for-16 on this night.
Utah, again, getting to the line. Shot twice as many attempts from the free throw line as BYU.
12 attempts for Utah to BYU 6. Utah 8-for-12, BYU 5-for-6. BYU in forecourt out of the timeout. Trevin Nell missed the three off the trigger. Kaba Keita, offensive rebound, stick back, and they get the 2-for-1. But now Utah might be smart and let the clock run, and they do. And there goes the 2-for-1 chance away. So
really
Utah was smart, just let clock tick away, and so now Utah plays for the final shot. But BYU has the lead 31-30. We'll see if BYU lets this thing ride out. Caleb Lohner stripped on his drive. Boskovic on the steal. BYU with a chance for a final shot. 10 seconds to go before halftime. Boskovic to Hall with 7 and with 6. Dallin to Mihailo. Over the shoulder to Dallin.
Timmer.
Deep three. Bang! He got it to end the half! And what an end to the half for BYU. It's a 4-point lead on a deep, deep three right before the horn. That's the way you do it. Dallin Hall.
Yeah, on a drought from three-point line in the first half. Dallin Hall takes a big drink and knocks down a big one from deep.
The Cougs miss their first 13, make three of their last five, and none bigger than that momentum builder before halftime. BYU takes a 34-30 lead to the break. Utah, which led 26-21, sees BYU outscore them 13-4 to end the half. Halftime recap next. Cougs up four at the break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, half two, and here we go. BYU basketball brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Well, Mark, among your keys to the game, you wanted BYU to have fewer than 29 turnovers.
That's a bold.
They had only four in the first half, so they're doing well by you for that one.
And Utah had 10. That's a lot. BYU, Utah turned it over, so BYU needs to keep up that pressure and then score off the turnovers.
If we see nothing else, Mark, I want to see BYU out-rebound Utah in the second half. BYU was out-rebounded 25-18 in half number one. Utah has the first possession of the second half. Utah basketball in four-court away from us, two-hour left. Utah right to left here in half number two. Gabe Madsen to a wide-open Ezra Assar for three, and he misses it off the front rim, and the rebound slapped out and out of bounds off of BYU. Nope, collected by Assar in the corner. Another offensive rebound. Madsen off the reset, and he missed that. Another offensive rebound, Lovering, but he lost it to Yegor.
Not promising for your rebounding hopes there.
No, not in the first minute. Richie Saunders curls down the lane, stops in the right block, leans in right at the rim, uses his reach to drop it over the 10 for two. BYU, for the first time tonight, leads by six, 36-30.
Richie was limited in minutes, only had three in that first half, but he scores on the first possession here.
13 for Richie in the first half. With the foul trouble, Ezra Assar, triple-teamed, and a steal. Kaba knocks it away, takes it away, yanks it away.
And Assar hit a wall that was Kaba Keita. That's what I like.
Damon to kick ahead to Richie. Richie moving his way to the rim, missed at the rim. Avoid that third foul, Richie. Richie wanted a foul call, did not get it. BYU stays up 36-30, nearly a 38-30 lead for BYU. Richie just missing, couldn't coax it over the rim. And then Lovering is fouled by Yegor. So foul number one of half number two goes against Demon. Demon picking up his first foul of the game.
Not very often you have your point guard guarding the 7'2" center for the other team, but that's what BYU's doing right now.
Makes a little more sense when your point guard is 6'9", but the point remains. That's an unusual matchup. 36-30, BYU leads it. 90 seconds in. Leaner off the window by Wallin off the trigger. He's got five, and Utah makes it a four-point game.
A little slip there, too easy.
Yegor accelerates down the lane. Little Euro, and he scores on the finger roll. Good answer by BYU.
Great shot. That's twice he's took it to Lovering and scored both times. He switches to his left hand.
Cherub jumps. High, Lovering. Give and go back to Mike. Wide open for Cherub jumps. Right to the rim and spins it in. Just clear path.
Yegor jumped too early, and it was easy pickings after that.
38-34. BYU's lead down to four. Yegor at the free throw line. Right corner, Richie. Richie drives hard.
Oh!
Missed on the reverse, but it popped up in the air, and Kaba Keita catches it in midair and slams it home for the six-point lead, 40-34.
The haters will say that was a shot. I'm going to go with the pass from Richie Rich.
Madsen nearly dribbles it out of bounds. Saved in on the boundary by Mawut Mag. Mawut into forecourt. Mawut stripped on his drive, and he will get two free throws, I think.
Yes. Well, who knows what? It looked like it was on the shot. It is two. What a play. Richie tries the reverse and throws it up so high. And Kaba does what Kaba does.
So Mawut Mag earns two free throws. BYU leading by six. Foul to Madsen. Mawut makes the free throw. Gabe Madsen picks up his first. Utes have their first of the second half. BYU leads by seven for the first time, 41-34.
It's just the third point from the four BYU seniors. Foose has the other two, but And I like Kaba's demeanor out there. He looks different in this second half.
It's a 20-8 BYU run since Utah took its last five-point lead in the first half. This for an eight-point cushion, 2.5 in. Mawut rattles the second one home. BYU 42 and Utah 34. If the Cougars can, time to put the hammer down.
Utah already has another two turnovers in this half already.
Hunter Erickson, forecourt right side. High, Dawes, left wing, Sheriff jumps. Flare pass to Hunter, and he's bumped on the boundary. Yeager couldn't stop his forward momentum. And so that's two fouls on Demon here in the second half. He had no fouls in the first half. Picks up two in the first 3 minutes of the second half. Keep an eye on that.
It was an enticing cross-court pass, but he was a little late and then ran into Hunter.
Yeager's got to be careful here. Keanu Dawes on the arc left side.
Another.
Turnover. Breakaway for Trevin Nell. Trevin Nell lays it up and in. BYU by 10, 44-34. Another Utah turnover, 13. And BYU two more points off of turnovers. Assar with the fans getting loud here at the Marriott Center. Erickson bounces it to Assar. Mid-alley left. Step back. Jumper knocks it down. Quiets the crowd. Assar with a dozen. 44-36. BYU by 8. Yeager straight away. Sheriff jumps. Trails on the screen. Lob up. Kata missed the dunk at the rim.
Wow.
And Utah the other way. Sheriff jumps on the arc right side. Three open. Missed it strong. Kata was pushed by Lovering. That'll be a foul. And BYU coming the other way.
That was the coolest missed alley-oop dunk I think I've seen.
3.5 gone here in half number two. 44-36. Utah trails BYU. Kaba nearly made it a 10-point game on another tremendous follow slam, but the dunk attempt hit the rim. Yeager, right wing Richie. Richie into and around Dawes. Reverse lay-in score. Richie Saunders when he wants to get to the rim. Good luck. Richie Saunders, 7. BYU by 10, 46-36.
Whatever he did to his ankle in the first half is not bothering him now.
Assar hard to the hole and drew the foul. You saw him sizing up his defender and just hit the gas and drew the foul on Kata. 16:07 to play, and Kata picks up for him his just first?
Yeah, just first. But I think he's the real weapon for Utah. I think you have to commit more resources and send a second guy at him.
Seven consecutive double-figure scoring games for Ezra Assar, averaging 12 points, five rebounds a game. He's already at 12. And he's got eight rebounds. Erickson, three-point land right side. Richie on the closeout. Miro Little passes out of it to Wallin. Back to Little. He'll fake it, pass it. Wallin with a 10-second shot clock. They fire an entry pass to Lovering. Cutter Wallin, drive and dunk.
Technical on Wallin for hanging.
So BYU will get a technical free throw on the hang on the rim by Wallin. As BYU's lead cut to 8, 46-38. Jake Wallin's got 7.
It's either a turnover or an easy layup for Utah right now.
Richie Saunders will shoot the free throw. Utah's made 4 of its last 5 from the field. Tough to put a hammer down when you can't get a stop. 15:54 to play in the second half. We'll take our under 16-minute media timeout. BYU 46, Utah 38 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to the Marriott Center. 15:54 to play, BYU 46 and Utah 38. We're going to see an administrative technical free throw awarded to BYU, a Class B technical infraction on Jake Wallin. In the rule book, among the Class B technical infractions is intentionally slapping or striking the backboard, and apparently as he finished his dunk, Wallin slapped the backboard, and that will result in a one-shot foul for BYU. Richie was lining to take it up as we took the break. BYU basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. BYU's not taking a three in the second half. Opened up 0 for 13 from three. Then went 3-for-5 to end the first half. Took a 4-point lead to the break. The Cougs have pushed that 4-point lead to 8 by outscoring Utah 12-8 in the first 4-minute segment of the second half. Utah making it an 8-point game. BYU can make it 9 at the line as we return.
I think BYU has focused in these first 4 minutes getting the ball to Richie and let him take it to the rim, so not a lot of 3-point shots being cast up. I think Dallin Hall probably should have got a technical for slapping the backboard with his foot the other night. He was up there, but yeah, I think Wileen would have been fine hanging on the rim like he did because it was contested, but then right as he was let go, he slapped the backboard.
Wileen having a nice game. The former BYU commit, averaging 6 a game, has 7 already in this one. Richie at the line. Misses and ends a 17 consecutive free throw streak.
Those technical fouls are a different animal with no one on the line. It's just kind of a weird shot, and you see a lot of misses.
Mawut Mag will take it into forecourt left side. Mawut, high Yegor. Demon holds it at his waist. Sees a hedge. Bounces it to Trevin for 3. Trevin Nell misses. He's 0-for-4 from deep. Foul on Saunders. That's 3 in the forecourt. This is not going to be easy, Mark, for BYU to put Utah away tonight. It's just not.
Richie pleading his case to the bench that I'm fine. Don't take me out.
They're taking him out.
Really not a lot to that foul.
Dawson Baker wanted to check in. Play is in.
And it would be nice if Trevin could find his range.
Utah is hanging around.
So what BYU's missing is that 3. That's the only thing.
Erickson dribbles into a 3 that's missed. Rebound, Yegor. It lay there tantalizingly, but Demon does control it into forecourt. Yegor leans into Hunter, misses at the rim. Rebound, Dawes.
Dawes almost hopped in from out of bounds, just got his feet in.
Assar to Lovering, who missed the dunk. Back into the hands of Assar, and he's fouled beneath the basket.
Well, BYU got away with the first one, but the official said we got to call this second one. It's already 6 team fouls against BYU.
Wow. 6-2 in fouls in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Well, Mark, it's been a game in which things have not bode well for BYU.
This hasn't been a good stretch the last couple minutes, but BYU still has an 8-point lead. Utah really hasn't eaten into it yet.
Lovering to Assar. A wide pass that he collects back to Lovering, but not a great pass. It's on the floor. BYU in a fight for the ball. Forces a tie-up or a timeout. What do we have?
Is it Arrow? It's Arrow. It should
BYU.
Be BYU.
So BYU will now alternate possession. Cougs, a 2 to make it 10, a 3 to make it 11. 46-38. Feels like a tenuous 8-point lead for BYU. Richie Saunders playing with 3 fouls. BYU still shooting only 40%.
Dawson went in, but you're right. He didn't go in for Richie, so they're going to roll the dice a little bit.
Replace Mawut, right?
Yeah.
Nell, high to Yegor. Yegor, right corner, Dawson, big 3. Got it. Dawson Baker, shot maker.
Big game.
With his first double-figure game in 12 games. And what a night for it. 49-38, BYU with his 4-3, first of the second half. Little to answer for 3, and he knocks it down. 49-41.
Little now, 2-for-2. BYU elected to go underneath the screen.
Kata slips.
Ooh.
Hung back on the dunk. But he lays it off the window. Great body control by Kaba Kata, who wanted to flush it.
That was almost as impressive as the dunk, as he pulled that back and hung and still finished.
51-41. BYU lead 10. Little cuffs it. Takes some contact. Passes in the corner. Dawes back to Little on the wing left side. Little shoves away Baker. And will they call Baker for the foul?
Wow. I mean, Little literally threw his hand at Dawson and pushed him away. Unless the foul came before.
Little literally did it.
I mean, I don't know. Of all the back, I mean, unless the contact came before that.
No, I think he was calling. Dawson was shoved 10 feet.
He literally grabbed him and then shoved him. I mean, there was no nuance about it.
So BYU really needs to stop here now. Taking a bad break there. Six fouls for BYU, two for Utah. Assar, high to Erickson. Erickson inside the three-point line, right side. Erickson passes to Little. He'll drive from the arc, hang, and miss. Nearly tipped in by BYU. Offensive rebound, stick back and score. Chance for a three-point play or no? Foul on the floor. So 1-1 for Utah. But offensive rebounds again for Utah. That's 11 on the night for the U. They've outscored BYU 11-6 in second chance points. 1-1 already in the bonus with 13:32 to play. And BYU not close to the bonus. The Cougs are being out-rebounded 32-23. That rebound number's not come down a lot after halftime. Nell sits. Saunders sits with three. Dawson Baker leads BYU with 12. Assar, 12. Dawes has made all of his points from the free throw line. He's 4-for-4. He goes to the line for two. Or is it 1-1?
One and one.
On team foul seven, not a shooting situation. Missed it. Rebound Demon. Front end miss. That's into the rock, into the arena.
Miss. He was 4-for-4 till that miss.
BYU rock. By 10. Mihailo, three-point range right to Demon straight away.
Be good to go to Cable with Keller in the game.
Mihailo on the arc right. Cross court to Dawson. Oh, there's a bit of a makeup. Dawson, a simple little grab outside. Would have been nice if they let Dawson continue because he scored the bucket, but the foul out front. That's number three is all on Utah. They figure they got to call something. They looked up and saw 7-2.
I'm sure Kevin Young is making them fully aware of the discrepancy as well.
BYU with a win, ties for third. With a loss, ties for fourth in the Big 12. BYU will be the four seed in Kansas City next week, win or lose. Dallenhall, big three to end half number one. To Dawson. Return to Dallin, three-point range. Utah zoning it. Dawson again. Again! Dawson Baker with 15. Let Dawson bake. 54-41. BYU by a game high 13. Dawson Baker with his third three. An answer three. No. And then Kaba yanked to the ground. The rebound off of BYU. It stays Utah basketball. BYU had a 13-point lead and got the miss and just cannot secure the rebound cleanly.
But just didn't secure it, like you said, and then he fell to the ground, and the ball landed on him and bounced out of bounds. But Dawes came running through there and looked like a fouled Kaba that prevented him from securing it.
The Cougs have gotten a lot of first-shot misses from Utah tonight. Defending the first shot, having a tough time ending the possession. It'll be Utah basketball.
Dawson Baker, though, trying to add his name to the illustrious list of youth killers.
Keller, Little, Madsen for three. Yep. Wide open right side. His second 10-point game, 54-44.
This should have been an easy rebound for Kaba and no call. And
becomes 3 points.
Yep.
Just killers. BYU by 10. Dallin, Foose. Foose mid alley right. Skips it left corner. Dawson didn't save in. Turns it over on the boundary.
Foose is just not, that's not his strength, catching it in the mid-court, and he makes an ill-advised pass to the corner.
Cougars again, playing with fire. Utah within 10, but the way they shoot the three, and Madsen especially.
Up 13, a rebound in hand, and now you back to 10, and Utah ball.
Chance to go up 15 or 16, and it could be 8 or 7 here in a second. Just that quickly. Madsen, another three. Yep, here they come. And here comes Madsen. And BYU, it's a simple little thing like securing a rebound. And it's all gone the other way since. Foose is fouled by Miro Little in the right block. 54-47 down to a 7-point gain. The Cougs are up 13 and got a miss, but couldn't find the rebound. Since that moment, Utah has gone on a 6-0 run.
Madsen getting hot, which is probably the most important thing. And you got to, Trey Stewart, your better defender, lost him on that one.
Baker off the curl, missed the three. Defensive rebound, Madsen. Lead ahead, Little. Little, full speed to the rim. Layup. Rolls around and down. Five-point game.
Probably call timeout here. Nope.
Mihailo fouled in the paint. On the floor. BYU basketball after this. 13-point lead. Down to five. In a minute. 54-49. BYU leading Utah. BYU tried to put the hammer down, but Utah's swinging it right now. It's an 8-0 Utah run. And it all started with a lost defensive rebound. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Only one other Big 12 game in action, only one other top 25 game in action is number 3-ranked Houston on the road in Waco, and it's been a close one back and forth, folks. Right now, though, Houston has the lead 48-43. LJ Cryer leading the way for the Cougars with 18 points. Now back to the Marriott Center with Greg and Mark.
Ben, thank you. Cougs took a 13-point lead on Dawson Baker three-pointer. Then Miro Little missed a jumper. Cabe Akeda had the rebound, but he fell down with it, and it rolled off his body out of bounds. Off the ensuing inbound, Gabe Madsen three. Other end, Boost turnover. On the other end, Gabe Madsen three. BYU misses a three. Little on a breakout layup, just like that. An 8-0 spurt in a minute of play. And the Cougars' 13-point lead is down to five with 11:47 to play here at the Marriott Center. It's been a tough night for BYU. They've had moments, and they were close to pushing Utah aside here in the second half, but this last minute of play has brought Utah right back into the game. Utah, after halftime, shooting 53%, offsetting what BYU's done, which is shoot 57% after the break. The rebounds, Utah plus 10. That's your big number right now. 34-24. 12-8 on the offensive glass, 14-6, plus 8 in second chance points.
BYU had done a good job on Madsen. He was 1-for-7. They really focused on him, but then when you do such a good job, you forget about him a little. Now he's hit two in a row, and he's going to be a problem the rest of the way.
Hall's entry pass to Fusine Traore is jettisoned out of bounds by Utah. It'll stay BYU basketball. Foul situation, the last three have gone against Utah. 7 for BYU, 5 for the U.
Kevin Young likes to stick with his rotation, but I think you got to get Richie Saunders back in the game as ASAP.
Foose on a back down on Keller. Wipes him away and gets right to the rim. Fusine Traore. It's a strong two. 56-49. BYU by 7. Can the Cougs find a way to push it back to double digits here in short order? Got a cool Gabe Madsen off, and Trey Stewart's been given that assignment. Miro Little, top side. To Keller, back to Little. Dawson Baker comes out on Little. Little fadeaway short on the base left. The tip out of bounds by Keller. Sure goes BYU basketball. Good defensive sequence there for BYU. Well played. 11:09 to play.
They smothered Madsen with Trey Stewart, and then Dawson Baker, nice job contesting the fadeaway from Little. Not a high percentage shot.
Cougs into forecourt. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it here in half number two. The BYU forecourt is right in front of us. BYU royal blue, Utah in red with white. Foose, short corner. A back down again on Keller. They single team. Foose gets low. Jump hook. No! He missed it. He was fouled. Chance for a three-point play. Goes begging. Foose will go to the line for two. They're choosing to single Foose in the post. We saw what he did in the second half against West Virginia last week, and he's trying to do the same thing against Utah tonight.
Utah says we've seen enough of that play and put in Lovering for Keller. Keller really didn't have a chance, and Lovering's got about 5-6 inches on Foose, but still, I like Foose's chances.
No free throws. They called the foul on the floor.
Called a couple of those. Weird.
Huh.
Well, you'll be in the bonus next time, though.
Dawson driving kick. Turnover. Saved in by Stewart, but to Utah.
Yeah.
BYU a chance to expand on a 7-point lead, a giveaway.
Should have been free throws, and Foose a good free throw shooter.
Madsen, fadeaway three, no. Rebound, Lovering, offensive rebound, stick back, no. Tip, no. Tip, back to Utah, another offensive rebound, and a reset to Little on the perimeter. He nearly lost it out of bounds. threw it off of BYU out of bounds. It'll stay Utah basketball. How many looks did the Utes get right around the rim, and they still have the basketball?
Yeah, BYU both lucky and unlucky there. Obviously, a lot of opportunities for Utah, but none of them went.
Richie Saunders checks back in. Richie's played only 18 minutes, and we have only 10 left to play. It's Richie Saunders' time for BYU. Let him ride. BYU, a tenuous 7-point lead, 56-49, 10-14 to go. Got to get a stop. Utah's had too many looks on this possession. Miro Little, baseline trigger to the right of the bucket. Lovering on the arc right. Madsen flashes out to receive. They double him on the perimeter. Madsen has to get rid of it. Pivoting away. Finds Lovering. Give and go back to Madsen. Trey closes out. Madsen races past Stewart into a screen. Finger roll score. Offensive foul on Lovering. Lovering, who knocked Stewart down, is called for the offensive foul on the screen set. And now BYU comes the other way. Technical foul on Josh Eilert. Two free throws in possession for BYU.
I would be mad if I was Coach Eilert as well. Not because it wasn't a foul, but the farthest official away. You had two officials right there. They didn't call. It was clearly a foul. The far official makes the call.
So BYU now, which missed a technical free throw earlier, gets two and possession, leading by seven. Mark, it's a key stage of the game. 10 minutes to play. BYU can go up nine and really a chance to make it a 2, 3, 4, 5-point possession. They play their cards right. Richie makes the free throw. He had a string of 17 straight makes ended on a technical free throw miss, but he makes that one. BYU by 8, 57-49. Second for Rich. Got it again. Yeah. All right, so BYU by 9 and the ball.
That was a massive possession. They had multiple opportunities right at the rim. Utah could not get it done, and now a chance for 4 or 5-point possession the other way.
58-49. Cougs up 9. The large lead, 13. That got cut to 8 in a minute. Kept by 8 to 5 in a minute. Dallin Hall, right wing. Mihailo, top side. Foose falls down in the paint, gets back up as it's cycled to Richie. Saunders will drive from the arc. Cuff, stop at 10 feet, bounce out to Mihailo. Mihailo will now drive. Get fouled off 1 foot.
Good job by Trey.
Back to Trey with an 8-second shot clock. He got it to Hall. A scramble returns the ball to Dallin Hall. 4 and 3. Trey for 3. Front rims it. Miro Little on the rebound. No extra points on the possession. Miro Euros and Trey Stewart blocks him out of bounds. With 9:26 to play, it'll stay Utah ball. Utah scoreless in 2.5 minutes. The BYU lead 9.
Trey
Foose out. Foose came out and in slapping 5 with Kaba, may have jammed Kaba's thumb.
Kaba's shaking it off, but that's not something you need.
Oh my goodness, of all things, get hurt on a handshake. Assar, Little, Madsen, 35 feet away, right side. BYU by 9. High screen set, Lovering. The pass jumped to Little. Cross court, Wallin. Huge 3. Heavy on it. Rebound, Mihailo. Mihailo lets Dallin Hall take it into forecourt. Utah 0 for its last 6. 2:40 scoreless. Can BYU make it a double-digit lead again? Defender on his hip. Offensive foul.
Not smart.
Dallin Hall called for the offensive foul. Turnover for BYU. Just cannot get it back to double digits. The Cougs have had multiple chances to push it. Not yet. 58-49. 9 minutes to play.
It's just an inexplicable play by Dallin. Maybe he thought because Little did the same thing that
What do they want to review here? Why do they want to look at this? What did Dallin do that requires a review?
An elbow kind of up around the head, but I don't think it was high enough.
Now, Little certainly sold it, but Dallin extended the arm. And as a result, is called for BYU's 7th turnover on the offensive foul.
He's in such a good position. He had his man beat. He was in his hip pocket and had a 2-on-1 with Kepikata, but... strange play from Dallin.
9:02 to go. BYU lead by 9. Feels like it's going to be another nail biter with Utah, doesn't it? Just cannot put them away.
Common foul on what number was that?
30.
Common foul on 30 BYU. We're not upgrading that to a flagrant foul.
They're not upgrading it to a flagrant foul. It'll stay a common foul, and it's foul number 8 to equal the foul tally here in the second half. BYU lead 9. Gabe Madsen's been heating up. 3 for 10 is all, but he does have 3 threes, 3 of the 7 for Utah. The Cougs still only at 5 threes for the night. The Cougs shot a very low number at Utah, 27%, 22% tonight. So you're just trying to survive this one. 58-49. Waleen, right side. High, Sheriff jumps. Madsen curls, doesn't receive. Sheriff jumps, goes to Lovering in the short corner left. Lovering on a back down of Kaba. The ball knocked away, gets back to Lovering. Lovering again, posts up, jump hook, short, rebound, Richie. Well done by BYU to stop Lovering down low. Richie hesitation, he'll cuff it, drive, bank and score with the foul.
It's offensive.
They call another offensive foul.
That's 4 on Richie.
4 on Saunders. Oh, my goodness, Mark. It was going to be a 3-point play instead. Instead, Richie hits the bench with 4. And another BYU turnover. They're saying Richie extended the arm into the chest of Waleen. The Cougs' lead stays 9. BYU's going to have to just keep defending their way to a win if they're going to get it. 58-49. Richie on the bench. We've not seen a game like this with foul trouble with Richie. Saunders with 9 tonight. BYU led by Baker's 15. Lovering nearly lost it in the corner. Madsen short corner base. Pulls it out to the perimeter. Assar wide open for 3, but he doesn't take those. Madsen into a deep 3. Heavy. Kaba.
Oh, there's a rebound.
Great rebound. Leaps to snag.
They get that double-digit lead here.
Nell. Yes! Trevin Nell for 3. The Cougs lead by a dozen. Trevin Nell with his first 3 of the night. It's a Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer. 61-49. Waleen up top. Waleen to the right elbow, to the right baseline, right to the rim. A pass in the corner, left side to Sheriff. Jumps on the drip. They find Assar at 10 feet. Jumps it from there. Off the back rim. Rebound again. Kaba goes high. 8.6 rebounds for the former Ute. Dallin Hall, wing right. 7:35 to play. The under 8 coming on whistle. Dallin drive, score! Dallin Hall driving lay-in. Timeout, Utah. We are taking it. 7:33 to go. BYU by 14 for the first time tonight. 63-49. Cougs on top on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball is brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. BYU has a chance to seize a big opportunity, leading by 14 over Utah with 7:33 to play in front of a sold-out crowd. 17,978, third consecutive sellout. It'll push BYU over 17,000 in per-game attendance for the year for the first time since Jimmer's senior season of 2010-11. Well, one thing that BYU is proving the last few games is there are different ways to win games. And another example coming tonight. The three-point shot not dropping at a really high rate. BYU 6 for 24, 25%. BYU being out-rebounded by double digits. That's not normal. Yet the Cougars are defending well enough to keep Utah scoreless in 4.5 minutes to expand a lead, which had gotten down to 5, all the way back up to 14 now. 63-49 with 7.5 to go here in Provo.
A couple big plays from guys that have been fairly quiet. Trevin Nell finds himself open and knocks down a huge 3, and then Dallin Hall with a great baseline move to beat his man and finish with the layup. That was a Taysom Hill type move to get to the rim, and they show him on the Jumbotron.
Taysom Hill on the big screen. Sitting next to former BYU quarterback Elder Gifford Nielsen.
Yeah. Those are two good quarterbacks right there. A lot of people don't remember Gifford, man. My earliest memories were Gifford at QB.
Sheriff jumps into forecourt right side. Utah basketball down 14. 7:25 to go. BYU not nearly out of the woods. But Utah scoreless in 4.5. Sheriff jumps. Dribbles
That's
it out of bounds.
Him.
Yep, he lost it. Sheriff jumps wanted the call to go the other way. Doesn't get the benefit of that call. It's BYU basketball, and it brings us to the under 8-minute media timeout. That last timeout was the called timeout by Utah. So at the under 8, 7:16, we only played a few seconds, but we're breaking again. It is a full timeout. BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back at the Marriott Center, Greg Grubel and Mark Durant courtside, 63-49, BYU over Utah. Check our points in the paint number brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. BYU outscoring Utah, 34-16 in paint points. Impressive in that Utah has out-rebounded BYU by 10 tonight, 39-29.
Yeah, the second-chance points aren't killing BYU. They're obviously in Utah's favor, but some things that are not going BYU's way are not killing them. And another thing that I see is Utah out-shooting BYU from the three-point line, but those points in the paint are making the difference. Even though BYU losing that number, they're dominating inside.
BYU one of the better scoring and shooting teams in the country, but defending its way to hopefully victory tonight. BYU winning again different ways. Tonight winning with defense. Utah 0 for its last 9 from the field. Scoreless in 4.5 minutes. The Cougars this close to putting a hammer down on the Utes. The lead is 14, but still a lot of time left. 7:16 to play here at the Marriott Center. With a win, Kevin Young would finish his first season 15-2 at home. That would tie Roger Reed for most home wins by a first-year head coach in BYU history. He went 15-0 in his first season as BYU's head coach. And with 23 wins, should the Cougars hang on, Kevin would have the second most wins by a first-year BYU head coach. Mark Pope had 24.
I think I had 2 losses in 4 years on this floor. It's a good home court. BYU's got to take advantage of it here.
Nell lobs up to Kaba, who comes down on the collection. He's fouled as he hits the floor. And that'll be foul number 9, 1-1 for BYU. Both teams in the single bonus for the moment, but on the next foul, both teams will be shooting 2. But Kaba has to make a front end here.
He's made some big ones this year. Just needs to kind of get one of these. This first one's big, but he's been great in the second half. He's reasserted himself.
19 for 49 on the year.
He heard
it
you.
20 for 50. So back to the 40% number. Makes the first read confidently and gives BYU a 15-point lead for the first time tonight.
There's nothing wrong with that stroke. That was beautiful.
Second for a 16-point cushion. 7:05 to go. Kaba at the line. Spins out. Waleen on the carom. Sheriff jumps. Utah down 64-49.
Watch out for Mattson. Follow him everywhere. Mawut's got him.
Both teams shoot 2 the rest of the way. Lovering on a post feed left. The back down on Yegor. Oh, he just slams him to the ground.
Yeah.
And is called for the offensive foul. And Yegor Demin took 1 and 2 and then 3 body blows. The last one sent him to the floor. And Lovering called for the offensive foul. Turnover number 17 against Utah tonight.
That foul has been there for BYU, but Yegor hasn't fallen over. But that last contact was pretty severe.
Mawut fouled by Assar in the BYU backcourt. Now Mawut shoots 2. The Cougs can go up 17 with free throws here with 6:46 to go. BYU basketball presented to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's, quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. With a win, BYU will finish tied for 3rd in the Big 12. Last year, first year in the Big 12, tied for 5th. Moving up to tie for 3rd for a team picked 9th. Last year's team was picked 13th, finished 5th. This year's team picked 9th, may finish 3rd. In the first 2 years in one of the best conferences in college basketball, as Mawut makes free throw number 1 to give BYU a 16-point lead.
Yeah, you know, Utah was very game, and they put up a heck of a fight here, but they look a little bit defeated. They need a big bucket here to keep their hopes alive, if any.
BYU by 17, 66-49. Utah 0 for its last 9. Utah scoreless in 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Miro Little gave the Utes hope here in the second half, along with Mattson. They've been shut down since. Mattson accelerate. The handoff, the drive and dunk for Lovering. Needed something. Lovering, his first field goal on that play. Yegor to answer the other way. Drives late and score! Coast to coast like buttered toast for Yegor Demin. And he scores to give the Cougars a 17-point lead, 68-51. Little, stripe extended left side. Post speed Lovering. Turn to face on Yegor. The point guard guards the center. Little, top of the key three, strokes it.
It's the one shot you don't want to give up. Twos are fine, but that one got caught behind a screen from Lovering.
68-54, lead back to 14. 5:57 to go. Work to be done. Little. Three threes, 11 points. Kaba on the slip and screen, roll low, and gets stripped on his drive to the hoop. Was he fouled just out of bounds? Knocked out of bounds off of Utah.
A thunder dunk saving play from Madsen as he just able to reach in and knock it out.
Kevin Young is going to call a 30-second timeout here.
He's going to say, don't let him shoot three. That's going to be the summation of what he's talking to his guys about.
And that was a wide-open three for Miro Little, who now has three. Little averaging 4.9 points per game. In his last four games, this was his average his last four games, 1.3 points per game. He's got 11 tonight.
Yeah, your interview with Bill Riley said that Utah hasn't got good point guard play, and we might see Miro Little a little bit, and we did see him a little bit, a lot of bit. He's been very good.
Did not score against BYU on the Hill and is keeping Utah around in this one. BYU got the lead to 17. It's 14 at the moment, 68-54. Utah 2 for its last 11 after that 0-for-9 drought. They've made back-to-back buckets. BYU's made three in a row, however, keeping Utah at bay.
That was a great response on that dunk. BYU got it out quickly, and Yegor went all the way before Utah's defense could set up.
Cooks in the half court now. It'll be a baseline out-of-bounds play. Yegor will trigger to the right of the BYU bucket. He starts it with a bounce to Nell, a hold on Utah. Lovering called for it, and two shots, who gets them? Looks like Kaba again.
Maybe something they
intentionally
want.
Doing. Yeah. Keep him in the game with the clock stop. You hope for misses from Kaba. 68-54, time for Kaba to knock a couple down. He was 1-for-2 a moment ago. He's 1-for-3 on the night. BYU by 14. Both teams shoot two the rest of the way. 5:49 to play. Kaba at the stripe. Nope. An uneasy rumbling and grumbling here in the Marriott Center.
Any hope Utah has is the way this game is now going, that this is their chance. This is it for them.
Stop the clock. Get free throw misses. Make some threes.
Yep. Yep. So far, so good the last minute or so.
Now it's an 0-for-2. 68-54. Utah's tactic pays off. Kaba shoots under 40% at the free throw line. It's the only hole in his game for what you're asking him to do. Keller hands off Little. Skip pass, and it's an open three for Madsen. Short on it. Offensive rebound, Utah. Keller tied up and fouled. He'll shoot free throws. He's not good at it. He's 38% at the free throw line. They fouled the right guy.
That was very poor defense, allowing Madsen to get an open look. Fortunate he missed that. And we'll see what it's a battle of the mediocre free throw shooters. What can Keller do? He's got to shoot into the rock.
The clock is stopped. Still 5:27 to go. Utah's down 14. No good for Keller. In and out. He's 0-for-1. 6-for-17 on his free throws on the year, and the students want an 0-for-2 and some free chicken.
Really need to seal here, too, because if he misses, it'll probably be a long miss.
A make. Quiets the crowd, and more importantly, draws Utah within 13. They've cut 4 points off the 17-point lead of a moment ago. 68-55. The Cougs still need makes to seal the deal. Diego goes behind the back, a driving kick. Mawut for three. And what a play! Mawut for three! Off a showcase assist from Yegor Dimon.
Put that on the highlight reel.
71-55. Little to Madsen for three. Wide right. Yegor grabs the rebound. BYU's got time in its favor with a 16-point lead. Yegor to the top. How about a transition three? Missed it. Offensive rebound, stick back, and score with the foul. Kaba Kaba! 73-55. The Cougs up by 18. The foul by Wallin. And Kaba back to the line. And what an answer after Utah drew to within 13.
And 17,500 let out a nice exhale because that might have done it. There's still plenty of time, obviously, but BYU turn back the tide.
Our official sellout number tonight, 17,978. And there it is. Kaba completes a three-point play. BYU by 19, 74-55. Hunter Erickson ready to check back in for Utah. He checks in for Gabe Madsen. Madsen will check out on
three, his last couple.
Yeah, 3 for 13 from three. So it was two games against BYU, 4 for 24 from deep.
I wonder who they'll go to here. They don't have Lovering. And
they got Keller in. They got Erickson in. Waleen, Little, and Assar. Assar only 2 points after halftime.
That's awesome.
Assar alone on the three-point line. They'll let him take that. Little into a wide-open three, top of the key again.
It's just I don't get that. I mean, why not go over the top? He's not going to hurt you on the penetration. Go
14
over the top.
Points, two off a career high for Miro Little.
It's just
BYU's lead down to 16, 4:15 to go. Richie bumped on the arc right side, returned to Yegor. Got Keller chasing. An underhand scoop wildly missed by Demon. Yegor missing, and Utah on the rebound. If they have hope, it has to happen here and now. Little on the arc left side. Erickson jabbing from the perimeter. Races Richie to the paint. Waleen for three. Man alive. Wow. It got cut to 13 in a hurry.
You literally have to do one thing and not lose, and that's guard the three.
74-61. The Cougar leads 13. It was 19 a second ago.
Yeah, funny how that works. 3 points count more than two.
Dallin Hall bounces to Richie on the wing left. He's playing with four. He shoots a three and knocks it down. Richie says, I'm back in the game. I got to let you know I'm here. 77-61, BYU by 16. The Cougs looking to close this one out. Step back three, Assar. Heavy rebound, Yegor. Foul, no call. Yegor can bring it into fourth court. 77-61. Richie hard to the hole, blocked off goal the window. 10. Foul, they call the goaltend, not a foul. But count the two and we'll take a timeout. 3:11 to go. Count the bucket for Richie. It's 79-61. The Cougar lead back to 18. A 5-0 Richie Saunders answer after Utah closed to 13 again. The Cougs looking to close out the Utes in the final 3:11. Come back with us for that on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. Jones Paint and Glass, serving Utah and the Intermountain West since 1938. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. 79-61, BYU leading Utah. Utah, last one in Provo 11 years ago. Well, more than 10 years ago. 10 plus. December of 2014. It was a 65-61 win over BYU. The Cougs won the last three against Utah here in the Marriott Center, looking to make it four in a row. With a win tonight, BYU would end the regular season on an 8-game win streak, the longest win streak in conference regular season play since a 9-game run to end their WCC campaign of 2019-20. Winning 9 in a row in the WCC was done with a really good BYU team that never really got to show what it could do in the postseason thanks to COVID. That was a shame. But winning 8 in a row in the Big 12, a conference this good, that's outstanding basketball over 4 weeks.
Remarkable, really. And kind of what our mindset after the first week of the tour of the season, and to have them finish like this has been amazing. And finish in this building is amazing. I'm going to miss the Marriott Center. This place is something special.
It's our last time here. Yeah. Every game BYU play the rest of the way will be on a neutral floor, which means postseason play is on the way. And we're on the way to a BYU win, I think. 79-61, 18-point lead over the Utes. 3 minutes to play. Erickson. One free throw tonight. A post up by Little. Assar hands to Erickson topside. Erickson to the wing right side. 8-second shot clock. Hunter takes the three and misses short. Yegor grabs the rebound. Demon. 7 boards to go with 6 assists and 10 points.
And, Greg, I don't want to jinx him.
Okay, we'll not say it yet. Okay. We won't say it yet.
Say it. I'm going to say it.
We won't say it. We hope to say it in 2.5 minutes. Dallin Hall in the center circle. Bounce to the right side. And a hold is called on Keller. It'll be 2 free throws for BYU. Who gets them?
Keda.
Keda again. They want to send Keda to the line.
It didn't seem like they were trying to do it there. They just did it.
So 2:32 to go, and Keda on a 12-point, 7-rebound night.
Most of that
go back to the line
in the second half. He was just tremendous.
That's a free throw miss for Keda. He's now 2 of 7 at the line. Not his night there. He's done so many other good things for BYU tonight. The fans encouraging him here for the second one.
Some guys are bad shooters because they just shoot bad. But Tate actually has a nice shot. I think he can work on that and really boost that number next year.
It's an 0-for-2 trip. So a tough night for Special K that way, but a lot of other good things, and his teammates good around him. 79-61, 2:20 to go. Assar given the 3-point line right side. The handoff, Miro Little. Little, 2 off a career high with 14 tonight. Waleen perimeter left, stripe extended. They drop it downstairs to Assar. He'll dive low, see a double. Had it nearly taken away, falls to Keller. Cycled Erickson to Waleen for 3. In and out, rebound Keda. Out of bounds, didn't control it. And Utah basketball. Cabus got 7 rebounds and about 3 near rebounds tonight.
Those plays aren't quite as frustrating when you're up 18. With
right.
2 minutes to go, you can kind of lap it off and Cabe will come out.
Cabe's going to check out for the last time. It's going to bring Foose in and Previn in. They're going to bring the seniors in so they can bring them out. Richie checks out. Dallin Hall checks out. So on the floor, Traore, Nell, Stewart. See if you can get Mag out there, too, at some point. Miro Little. Perimeter right will drive to the right junction for a career high. Tying 16, no. The Waleen tip, no. Rebound to Assar. Stick back and no. Falls to Keller. And a tie-up arrow or foul? Arrow to Utah. Look after look after look after look, and Utah can't convert. And here comes Millwood. All right, so all the seniors are on the floor. All 4 of them. BYU's going to win this game. 79-61 on senior night, and all 4 seniors are on the floor. Trevin Nell got hit in the shin. He's walking that off. All 4 seniors and the freshman, Yegor, on the floor together. Baseline send in for Little. Out to Erickson. Erickson looks to his right, jabs, and now comes to his left on Trey Stewart. High to Little for a career high. Here it is. Another 3. 17 for Little. 1 over his career high. Timeout to Josh Eilert in Utah. Miro Little. 17. 14 coming after halftime. They're not going to mean a Utah win, but Miro may have earned himself some more playing time in Kansas City. And what a night for him. 5 three-pointers for a guy averaging 5 points per game. Again, he was averaging 1.3 a game in his last 4. And he goes off in this one. 17 to lead all scorers. I did not have Miro Little as tonight's game leading scorer.
Well, I can never be happy. I can never have good, because it just makes me mad when a guy that's hit 4 threes has a wide open 3. Even in this, the game's over. Guard him. Now I've got it out of my system. Now I can focus on all the good things happening out there.
Let's focus on the seniors now with 99 seconds to go. And they're all on the floor. So Kevin Young's going to get a chance to bring them all out to receive their final round of applause from Cougar Nation here in Provo.
I wonder if Utah will foul or just try and create turnovers and just play it out. But
it's a 15-point game, 79-64. BYU averaging 81 points per game is very close to its number. Utah will maybe not get to its number of 75. Demon doubled in the corner. They knock it away from Nell. Little, another three. Miro Little, 20 points. And now it's a 12-point game. 79-67. Cross-court Nell. Nell into a 3. Strong on it. Rebound. Mag over the back of Erickson. Foul. And clock stops. So this game felt over, right? And it may be, but
really bad.
It's 12 points right now with 1:21 to go. You're shooting early in the clock. And then you foul on the rebound. The clock stopped to give Utah free points, potentially from the free throw. This could be a 10-point game. 10 points with a minute 20. We've seen that done before.
Trevin wanted a big shot there, but really bad decision. His first free throw is good. You shot that right at the beginning of the shot clock. and you just hold it. They have to foul you, and you burn clock and get to the free throw line. But he wanted
kind of a weird finish here, Mark.
Point.
You're up 19 a minute ago. This could be a 10-point game. Yeah, Erickson makes them both. So 79-69. You really can't mess around here. Mag to the left corner gets fouled, and they're going to foul early and just give themselves any kind of shot. They need free throw misses from BYU. 1:16 to go. Mawut is going to shoot two. Waleen fouls out. The former Utah BYU signee will check out. This will be an annual Big 12 battle times two, BYU and the U. 79-69. What a weird 8-0 run this has been for Utah.
Right. Completely unnecessary, too. And maybe you just can say the game's over. But
no, I mean, it's not.
It's not now.
With 1:16, we've seen stranger things as Mag makes the free throw to make it 11. It's probably done, but you had Utah, you know, staggered. And
it was done.
It was over.
Now
and
it's undone.
You have done a couple things to keep him around. Miro Little, career high was 16-20 tonight. Mag 2-for-2.
Big.
81-69.
6-for-6 for Mo.
BYU as a team, 14-for-21. Little into forecourt. Finds Erickson back to Little on the boundary right. Little, guarded by Nell, open for three, takes it. Missed that one. Rebound, Utah. Dawes on a reset to Erickson for three. In and out, and then off of Yeager out of bounds. It'll be Utah basketball.
Let's just finish this one up and have some fun, guys. And I think
all right, this, yes. All right, the seniors are coming out. Let's get the ovation for Mawut Mag, Trey Stewart, Trevin Nell, and Fuseni Traore. Fans on their feet for those four. The ball's back in. 81-69, BYU by 12. Madsen for three off the flange.
Oh,
my goodness.
Back
slam by Hunter Erickson. He's got five.
It's pretty awesome, I'll have to say.
81-71. Tends to bring out his best stuff against BYU. Mihailo will take a foul out front. Mihailo knocked to the floor. But it's a 10-point game. 81-71, 37.5. BYU can't lose up 10 with 37.5 to go. Did still help to make your free throws down the stretch. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Mihailo Boskovic shooting two. Team's up 10, 81-71. 11, 82-71.
Mihailo made some big plays in that first half when BYU was struggling. And he's got eight.
So the Cougs end up with an average scoring night when the first half didn't begin in average fashion. The Cougs had 12 points through 10 minutes.
They're a pretty good second-half team. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
They make adjustments as well as anyone. 83-71 on two free throw makes. Miro Little with 32 seconds to go. This game is over. BYU's won it, and BYU will be tied for third in the Big 12 heading into Kansas City. Deep three, Little missed it wide right. Offensive rebound dunked by Dawes. His first field goal.
Was pushed. Yegor out of the way, but no whistle.
Utah's plus 19 on the rebounds tonight, and it will not matter. Dallin Hall lost the ball off the inbounds. Erickson, three from the corner, missed it. Richie grabs the rebound to Mihailo ahead of the pack. Keller's going to foul Mihailo, who went for the dunk, and it was knocked out of his hands before he got there. So two more free throws for Boskovic, and Keller fouls out.
Well, not an ugly finish, but a really nice second half to get there. And that was impressive. BYU continues to, like you said, make adjustments, play better. Cable was great. Yegor was excellent. Richie comes alive. It was a nice half. And Dawson Baker, I'm looking at everybody. Dawson was terrific in this game, especially in that first half.
As Mihailo lines up too, we'll tell you BYU basketball sponsored by Sierra West Jewelers. The largest dealer in Utah, the lowest prices, and three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Mihailo makes the free throw. Boskovic with nine, now 10. Five Cougs in double figures. Mihailo with 10. One off a career high. This for a career high tying 11th point. There it is, 11. Ties his career high. BYU 85, Utah 73. 10 seconds to go. Madsen, Little, left side. Little rips on Dallin, and Dallin's called for the foul. Two more free throws with 6.1. Well, Utah shouldn't draw closer than 10 for the final score. 85-73, BYU by 12. Utah scored fewer than 75 in five of its last six games. In fact, they've scored more than 75 only once in the last 15 games. 85-73, BYU by 12. 6.1 to go. Little no good on the free throw. So the students have one more shot at some free chicken. All they need is Miro Little, who's making everything else, to miss a couple of free throws. He missed the first one. Oh, rattles the second one in. 85-74 should be your final score. BYU is going to bounce it out, and that will do it. 8 wins in a row to send the Cougars to Kansas City. BYU picks up its 23rd win, 14th in league. Yes, BYU will finish 8 games above 500 in an elite basketball conference. Kevin Young, in his first year at BYU, ties the BYU record for most first-year home wins by a BYU head coach. 15. He goes 15-2 at home. BYU is locked into the NCAA tournament, and all they can do is keep moving up the seed lines in Kansas City. The Cougs will next play in 5 days in the quarterfinals in KC. BYU finishes tied for third with Arizona in the Big 12 Conference. Our postgame recap begins after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center here in Provo, Utah. BYU is a winner over Utah. 85-74 is your final score. And so BYU finishes the regular season in style. Tonight, the Cougs get 5 double-figure scoring performances, paced by Dawson Baker's 15 to close out the Utes. BYU trailed by 5 late in the first half, ended up going on a nice run to end the first half, leading by 4 at the break. And the Cougs then took a lead of as many as 19 after halftime and hang on for the 11-point victory. BYU tonight shoots 48% from the field. Pretty good. After a 62% second half, Utah ended up shooting 35% on the night. BYU didn't shoot it great from 3, 8 for 28, 27, 29%. Utah 12 for 37, 32%. From the free throw line, BYU good enough. Took more than Utah. 26-19, made more than Utah, 19-12. So BYU 19 up 26 at the stripe, 73%. Cougs got out rebounds tonight by 19, 53-34. That's an unusual number. BYU 16 assists on 29 makes, a pretty good assist rate. The Cougs had 10 turnovers, Utah 17, and BYU outscored Utah off of turnovers 21-9. You could argue that was the difference in the game. The Utah turnovers and what BYU did off them, the Cougars plus 12 there in a game they win by 11.
A lot of weird numbers, and that'll happen against Utah. This is not a game that you're going to frame and put in the Louvre, but I'll tell you what, it's a win over Utah, and that's pretty beautiful. And they found a way to get it done. You know, Utah is a good defensive team. They've got size, so they make it ugly. But BYU made enough good plays. Like you said, got to the free throw line. And I'm getting a little whiplash with rebounds and turnovers as BYU out-rebounded, what, ISU by 28. And they get out-rebounded tonight by 19. And the turnovers, they're only 10 for BYU tonight and 29 the other night. So you got to, like you said, find different ways to win games. BYU certainly found a way to get it done tonight against their rival.
BYU gets 15 from Dawson Baker, 3 threes. He was the only Cougar with more than a single three-pointer. Dawson played really well tonight, and he was due for a big game, and it came tonight. 15 for Richie Saunders, working with foul trouble, playing 24 minutes. 12 for Keba Keita, 12-7 for Keba, points and rebounds. 11 for Mihailo Boskovic, career high, tying 11. Mihailo getting better as the season goes along. And 10 for Yegor Demin. A 10-7-6 line, Yegor ended up with 1 turnover on the night. He was almost clean. He was almost clean. So, BYU's 5 in double figures. Mawit Mag, 9 points. Trevin Nell, 5. Dallin Hall, 5. Huseini Traore, 4. Dallin Hall made 1 3. Man, it was a big 3 when he made it.
Yeah, and
right, it ended the first half.
And that was out you know, almost not quite to Jimmer range, but it was certainly on the Marriott logo, and he had to shoot it, and he did, and he made it.
BYU gets 85 points out of those scores we just mentioned. Miro Little, career high 21 for Utah, 12 for Assar, 10 for Wally, 9 for Madsen, 7 Sheriff Jumps, 6 for Dawes, 5 for Erickson, 3 for Lovering, 1 for Keller. Gets you to 74. BYU wins it by a score of 85 to 74. Gave you the points off of turnovers number 21 to 9 in BYU's favor. Second chance points 22 to 9 in Utah's favor. Bench points, BYU plus 2, 35-33. Paint points, BYU plus 18 there, despite the rebound disadvantage, plus 18 in the paint, 40-22. Fast break to BYU plus 6, 14-8. The Cougs had the only blocked shots on this night. BYU led for 28.5 of the game's 40 minutes. Let's get to our Nu Skin data discovery, brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, what do you see in the box score for a data discovery tonight?
I'm looking at the Utah big men who were so good in that game up on the hill, Assar especially. They go 6 for 18 combined, and these are guys that are shooting right at the rim. So that's, what, 33%. That was a nice job. BYU making adjustments after what Utah was so effective on up on the hill to take that away. And even though Assar was did a nice job on the offensive boards in the first half, BYU shut him down in the second half.
All right, we'll go to Ben Bagley for Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live, and then we'll come back to the Marriott Center for coach and player commentary as we continue from Provo. 85-74, Cougs over the Utes on the Nu Skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the Nu Skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Welcome into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU makes it 8 straight wins to end the regular season with an 85-74 win over rival Utah. Next up for BYU, a Thursday matinee in Kansas City, as they will face the winner of Wednesday's game, which will feature the winner of the 5-seed Iowa State versus the 12-13 matchup, Cincinnati-Oklahoma State, in that game. That game on Thursday will tip at 10:30 Mountain with a 9:30 pregame right here on the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network. Finals in the Big 12 today. Third-ranked Houston goes into Waco and had to battle for a 65-61 victory over the Bears. Houston trailed by 7 early in the second half, but rode a 23-point performance by L.J. Cryer against his former team to get the close win. 10th-ranked Iowa State bounces back from their loss to BYU with a 73-57 win over Kansas State. Curtis Jones leads the Cyclones with 24 points in the victory. Kansas beats 24th-ranked Arizona 83-76 at home. Hunter Dickinson's 33-10 double-double leads the way for the Jayhawks. Oklahoma State gets a 78-67 win over Cincinnati. Colorado gets their third win in conference play with a 76-56 win over TCU in Boulder. Javon Small scores 25 points and dishes out 9 assists in a West Virginia win over UCF, 72-65. Ninth-ranked Texas Tech gets a road win in Tempe as they get an 85-57 win over Arizona State. JT Toppin records a 25-11 double-double in the win. Checking the diamond, BYU baseball gets 2 wins over Stetson today in a doubleheader. 5-4 in game one. Brock Watkins going 4-for-4 in that game. And in the nightcap, Cougars get a 7-5 win with Ridge Erickson having 3 RBI in the win. Fans, remember when the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50 on the app or at papajohns.com Monday to receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location Monday only. Get yourself half off pizza from Papa John's. Outside of the Big 12 games, let's check the top 25 games. All games final at this point in the top 25. Top-ranked Auburn sees a buzzer beater from Bama. Guard Mark Sears go down to give the 7th-ranked Tide a 93-91 win over the Tigers. That game in OT. 2nd-ranked Duke takes down the Tar Heels on senior night in Chapel Hill, 82-69. Fourth-ranked Tennessee gets a 10-point home win over South Carolina, 75-65. Florida, fifth-ranked in the nation, gets a 29-point victory over Ole Miss, 90-71. Another top 10 OT buzzer beater, the 6th-ranked St. John's beats 20th-ranked Marquette 86-84 in OT. 11th-ranked Clemson takes care of Va Tech at home 65-47. Penn State goes into Camp Randall and takes down 12th-ranked Wisconsin 86-75. 13th-ranked Maryland beats Northwestern 74-61. ACC matchup here is 14th-ranked Louisville beats Stanford by 20, 68-48. A mild SEC upset is 19th-ranked Kentucky beats number 15 Missouri 91-83. 22nd-ranked Texas A&M gets a road win at LSU 66-52. And Arkansas upsets 25th-ranked Mississippi State by 1 point, 93-92 at home. After the break, we'll send you back to the Utah Eye Center courtside seats at the Marriott Center for more Cougar postgame live with Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant. BYU finishes the regular season 8 straight wins, 23-8 on the season, 14-6 in conference with an 85-74 win over Utah. And you heard it all right here on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside, Marriott Center. BYU 85, Utah 74 is our final score. Still to come, conversations with Kevin Young, BYU head coach, and we'll hear from Utah head coach, interim head coach, we should say, Josh Eilert, straight ahead. Let's get you our postgame honorees for this one, brought to you by Waystar and Palmer's Metal Mart. The Waystar star of the game brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at Waystar.com. For the Waystar star of the game, Mark, I want to turn this to you. Who do you like for the Waystar star? I kind of feel like Dawson Baker was the guy. Things didn't feel quite right. Dawson, I think, made the first – did he make the first three of the night? No.
Yes.
Did he make the first three of the night for BYU?
He made the first three in the first half and then made a couple more in the second half when BYU extended that lead. I love that. You know, you need a Ute killer. I think that Dawson Baker stepped up, had a big game, and was that guy tonight for BYU.
Dawson Baker, 15 points on 4 of 7, 3 of 5 from deep, made all of his free throws. In 15 minutes of play, he scores 15 points.
Should have played more. Should have played 40.
Dawson Baker, Waystar star of the game. All right, we go to the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart. All types of steel products from tube, pipe, rebar, metal roofing, and so much more. Jobs big or small, Palmer's Metal Mart is everyone's metal store. For the Palmer's Metal Mart, Steel Man of the Game.
Let me give you some thoughts. I like Yeager. 10, 7, and 6.
Okay.
That's pretty good. But then there's Kata, there's Richie, there's Bosco.
Well, you gave me too many thoughts. I thought you were just giving me a winner. I like Yeager. Sure, yeah. That's a pretty complete stat line. 10 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and only a single turnover.
I like it.
And that one is a season low for Yeager. So, yeah, well done. Yeager Demon, our steel man of the game, and Waystar star of the game goes to Dawson Baker in this 85-74 win, BYU over Utah. BYU's now gone 11-1 in the last 12 home games against the U. And this one gives the Cougars an 8-game win streak to take into the postseason. And, yes, this is postseason play for BYU starting next Thursday at the Big 12 Championship Tournament in Kansas City. BYU, as a 4 seed, will face the winner of the 5 and then the 12 or 13 that will play on day 1. BYU won't play on day 1. BYU won't play on day 2. BYU gets to wait until day 3 in open play in the quarterfinal round after tonight's win. What a season for BYU that just continues to roll on. 23-8, a 23-8 first-year season for Kevin Young. He goes 14-6. In the Big 12, as good as BYU was last year, with guys like Jackson Robinson and Ali Khalifa and the guys you still see on this year's team, and Trevin and Foose and Dallin and Richie, that was a really good team last year. First year in the Big 12, they get dropped into Power Conference play. They're picked 13th. They exceed expectations. Win in Lawrence, finished tied for 5th with Kansas. That was year one, but BYU went 10-8. Finished 2 games above 500 in the Big 12. Never had a win streak in league of more than 2 games. This year, they finish 8 games above 500, have a 4-game win streak, and an 8-game win streak. to end conference play in a league this tough. What BYU's done in just year two of Power Conference basketball, kudos to Tom, to Brian, to Coach Young, last year's Coach Pope, these guys for jumping with both feet into the deep end of Big 12 basketball and looking very good in the process.
Yeah, certainly a lot of kudos to go around. I mean, this is almost like a Hollywood script to the way this team started conference. You know, we're hoping to win one game on the road and try and break that top eight so you don't play on Tuesday. And that discussion was a long time ago as this team got better. Players got better. Coaches got better. They kind of found a belief in themselves. They play with a little bit of confidence and swagger and toughness. And what a remarkable turnaround. I mean, I can't wait to see what comes next.
Trevin Nell just played his final Marriott Center game. One of four seniors going out tonight, and Trevin Nell joins us on Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live. Trev, you've had a few minutes. How does this one feel tonight?
This one was a lot of emotion. I've been told, like, before the game, it was, like, hard to, like, take it all in for a second. It's like when your throat gets tight, when you're, like, about to, like, tear up, you know? So it was, like, just a lot of emotion, and I even told DB, I was, like, shaking before the game just because of all the adrenaline.
Which does not normally happen for
you. My mental, like, side of the game has been so good. So this is, like, the first time I was, like, wow, I'm nervous. Like, it wasn't even, like, a nervous. It was just, like, so excited, like, adrenaline going down a roller coaster type of feel. And then I told DB, I said, DB, I think my first shot's hitting backward. Like, I got so much adrenaline in me. And so it took until, like, almost halftime for me to, like, really calm down and be, like, okay, it's just another game. It's just like we're playing our style of basketball. So it took a second, but I'm glad this one's out of the way. It was fun to win on senior night.
Yeah, well, congratulations. And, you know, it was kind of that way for everybody. In the first half, you did manage to squeak out a four-point lead at halftime. But what was the message, the adjustments or whatever, another nice second half for this team?
Yeah, Coach Young just came in and said, like, they're playing a little harder than us. And, like, our whole, you know, motto this season is play harder than the guy in front of you and play for the guy next to you. And so we just came out and we're like, hey, this can't happen again. Like, we got to be the guy that punks them. And so I think that really showed. And our mindset was just try to get to the rim and make something else happen besides just, you know, transition, catch, and shoot threes without no paint, you know, touches or anything like that. So we finally, played our brand of basketball, which helped.
I think we saw a 52-point second half against West Virginia, a 51-point second half against Utah tonight. One thing we're seeing about this team, Trevin, among many things, is that you are finding alternate options, different ways to assert yourself and win a game. It doesn't have to be one thing all the time. You're doing different things. And I think each of these last games, West Virginia, Iowa State, Utah, are kind of like you could look at all three and go, those were different wins.
100%. And, like, I think this is where we're so different than, you know, past years or the past games I've been on is we're finding different ways to win. And that, you know, shout out to Coach Young with trying to, you know, figure out different schemes and stuff. But, like, this team is resilient. I wish we got to say something to the crowd because I was going to say shout out to The Rock, shout out to, you know, Cougar Nation for this, you know, amazing ride that we've all been on. But a lot of people don't understand the blood, the sweat, the tears, the closed meetings that we've all had, just players only, to try to get to this point where we're at. We're on an 8-game win streak. And, you know, rivalries are hard. Eight games in a row. Win streak is hard to do. So it just shows the resilience of this team.
Well, what a great way to finish your career's not finished, obviously, but here at the Marriott Center with the win over the Utes. And, you know, Trevin, you're a special guy to me because way back when you did me a great personal favor. So that endeared you to me immediately. But then just watching you over the years and sticking with BYU. I mean, I love this school so much, and it means a lot to me that you would come and be such a great BYU guy and always be here. We always could count on Trevin. And what is it about, you know, maybe your experience here made you want to be here at BYU, and what's that meant to you?
Yeah, I feel like BYU is a home away from home. Like, it's family. And so that's why I was so amped, and that's why, like, the emotions were so high walking out, because, like, it's just walking out of the tunnel, you know, seeing the crowd going crazy. Like, there's so much emotion. There's so much love. And so from day one, as soon as I committed, I knew I was going to finish my career here. And I'm just super grateful for, you know, the coaches I've had before, the coaches I have now, and my teammates that I've had throughout my career. And I'm super grateful for Cougar Nation for, you know, welcoming me, embodying me, and just, you know, being my family.
Trev Nell with us on Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live. We'll take a break. We'll come back with a concluding word or two from Trev on Senior Night here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, before we conclude with Trevin Nell, courtside, 10 seconds for station ID on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Utah 74 ends the regular season for BYU. Kevin Young ties the BYU record for most home wins by a first-year BYU head coach at 15. He goes 15-2. Trevin Nell, you got 1 year with Kevin Young, your senior year at BYU. What can you say about this year under him, with him, and how it concludes your career as a Cougar?
Yeah, Coach Young is a remarkable human being. Like, he's very genuine, very upfront, and like, there's like no BS with him. And so that's something that I really admire about Coach Young. And like me and Trey said it a couple of days ago, like, he's very adaptable, very humble, is always like trying to learn the college route, always asking us questions. And then he always tells me, he's like, I always see myself in you, like the chippiness, the aggressiveness and all that stuff. So I'm super grateful for Coach Young. And like, there's going to be a lot of honors coming out in the next couple of weeks. And so I'm a huge advocate about him being Coach of the Year, just the way we started the season, the way this season's panned out. Like, we're a whole different team from where we were. And like, we are, I feel like, a top 10 team. And so like, Coach Young should be Coach of the Year. I'm super grateful for him. You know, every recruit listening, like, this place is special. If you want to come into an 18,000, you know, fan arena every single night against, no matter who it's against, like, we're going to have fans here, and this place is going to blow up.
Amen, brother. I love hearing that, and big fan of Coach Young as well. I'm a big fan of you, as I've said, but I like how your game has developed over the years. I mean, you've always been a tremendous shooter, one of the best I've seen, but I think you've become a great defender. You've worked hard on your body, and you do have that chippiness, and you're rebounding, you're setting back screens, and I mean, I could never shoot like you, but that's what I tried to do. You're trying to make your teammates better, and there's a lot of satisfaction in making a three, I know, but it's also great to help your teammates, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. We run a play where I set a back screen a lot, and it's just more like, it's always good to make a shot, right? Like, that's the best feeling in the world. But, like, it rivals it a little bit. When I set a back screen and Yegor gets a wide-open dunk or a wide-open layup, or, you know, it gets to a point where I set a screen for Kaba rolling down and he hits a noop, and it just fires up the whole crowd. So there's a lot of emotion. There's so much joy in playing for your brother, and I'm just super grateful for this team, super grateful for, you know, the chance I had to kind of be a mentor to some of the young guys and to see where, you know, our progress has been and to see the trajectory of this team.
Okay, your Marriott Center journey is over, but not your basketball playing journey with a BYU jersey on. Now it's neutral court play for who knows how long. Kansas City and then sights unknown after that. How pumped are you and the boys to turn it on in tournament time?
Well, I'm pumped that, like, I finally got through this senior night because the nerves are so high. And I'm way more calm, you know, going against, you know, in a neutral court and stuff like that. But fans, Cougar Nation, let's make sure we show up in Kansas City. I know, you know, a lot of the other Big 12 schools, they show out. So I know Cougar Nation is always, you know, everywhere. So I'm super grateful for them. And it's going to be awesome. Like, this team is battle-tested. And so we're ready, we're hungry, and we're excited to make a run.
Once again, it's been a pleasure, Trev. Thanks. We'll see you next week, brother.
Let's go. Go Cougs.
All right, thank you, Trev. That's Trevin Nell. We'll come back with Kevin Young as we continue on the new skin, BYU Sports.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, welcome back courtside, Greg and Mark, and BYU head coach Kevin Young now joining us on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Kevin Young joining Roger Reed atop the list for most home wins by a BYU head coach in his first year. Coach Young and the Cougs go 15-2 in this building, which was sold out for a third straight year to end the year. Maybe we just start with that, Coach Young. Congrats, by the way, on the win. Fantastic win. We'll get into it. But the fact you get to play in front of a sold-out house on a senior night and win a game over the rivals, and you've said things about, you know, what college basketball is all about. This is one of those things, I think, tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Just special night for our group of seniors to send them off with the win, especially against, you know, the rival. That was great. And then, man, it just never gets old being in here, just looking up and just seeing people all the way to the top. Just the energy is really, truly unmatched, I think, throughout the country. So, special night in that regard. And again, just super happy for those four seniors.
People look at the final score. They go, oh, BYU scored 85. Typical high-scoring run-and-gun game. But there was a lot going on tonight, ways you had to squeeze points out of this game to get to 85.
Yeah, you know, it was another game where we, had a hard time finding any kind of rhythm in the first half. I thought the way we ended the first half, I just said it in my other media, but I thought Chris Burgess did a great job. He's kind of tasked with helping me with clock management at the end of first half, so that was a master class in terms of what he helped us do there in terms of, you know, executing really the 2-for-1, maybe even a 3-for-1 in terms of possessions, and that I thought really propelled us into the second half. And then I thought our guys came out of the gate with a paint mentality. That's what we talked about at halftime. Richie came in and just forced the issue, got to the rim a few times, and that catapulted us to a 51-point output there in the second half.
Well, you did drop a game a while back to these guys in overtime at the Hill, and what was your approach in this game? Any adjustments, anything different in how you approach this one?
A little bit. I mean, that game felt like it was so long ago. We feel like we're a lot different team since then. However, you know, to start that game, we kind of crossed match where we had Yegor started out on Lovering, and we had our bigs. The cable was on Asar. We didn't love the way that was for an entire game, so we kind of didn't start that way in this game, and then it hurt us. So we made the adjustment to go back to having Kaba on Asar, and I thought that kind of slowed him down. I thought that was a big turning point in the game.
Turning point of the season might have come right after the Utah game, quite frankly, when you look back at it. You left Utah 2-4 in league. You've since gone 12-2. And the next game after Utah, you went to Boulder. You didn't have a road win yet, and I think you were down 10 second half. Richie goes on a little personal run that got you back in the game, a game you kind of win going away, first road win, check. And it almost seems like that was a game that meant something to you guys that kind of sent you on a different path.
Yeah, I think for me there was two moments that really stick out as far as turning points. That one you just mentioned, really that second half in Colorado, we went on just a bonanza of scoring, and it was like, all right, this is more like it. And then I thought there was a moment in Orlando at Central Florida in the locker room at halftime where we, you know, enough is enough type thing as far as like people taking the ball from us and us not playing with the necessary toughness. And I think we've come a long way since that particular discussion in the locker room and that Colorado one that you mentioned. And that's how seasons are. You know, there's always these landmark moments that you build on, and you know, credit to our guys for you know, not getting deterred when things weren't going our way. We've just been a solution kind of minded group, and that's what I've loved about coaching these guys.
That 12-2 stretch, by the way, that's kind of a bonkers number in and of itself in the Big 12. That's a 4-game win streak, 2 losses followed by an 8-game win streak to end the regular season. Finishing eight games above 500 in this conference is not easy to do, and you finish tied for third, as it turns out, Coach Young, in your first year in the Big 12. Kudos to you and this team for turning it on in a way that's really hard to do with the kind of competition you see night in, night out.
Yeah, I mean, tough league. You know, first year going through it, I mean, there's just a lot of talent in this league. You know, a lot of road venues are you know, really fun college atmospheres to play in. You know, the coaching's obviously really good as well. So, you know, happy with our group's effort. You know, I'm just proud of the way that our guys have grown throughout the season. That for me is my big takeaway as we've wrapped up the regular season. Just it's just been a real testament to just working every day, trying to get better. You know, from a coaching standpoint, from a player standpoint, and those guys trusting in what we were trying to get them to do. And you know, this has been the result of it.
We'll get to talk about the seniors, I'm sure, tonight. But one of the things I love about this team, Coach, is I just don't know where you're going to get great performances. And tonight, you know, Dawson Baker was terrific. Tonight you were struggling a little bit from the three-point line. He hits three of them. And Bosco came in. He got double figures. I mean, I just love the way guys are, you know, helping each other, and wherever it comes from, that's all that matters.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a luxury of coaching this team, you know. I think, you know, we've talked a lot about our depth, and so I think where it really shows its head is, you know, the other team can't prepare for everything. You know, you can only talk about so many things, and so, you know, Dawson's a guy who, you know, he deserves more minutes. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And for me, the only thing that makes me feel a little bit better about him in particular is, like, when he comes in, I go to him. You know, we go to him. We try to call his number because he's a guy that can deliver for us. And, you know, I know he wants to be out there more, but for him to stay ready and just always come in aggressive, I love that about him. And, you know, Mihailo's a guy, when teams have bigger fours like they did tonight, we can play him at the four. When teams are pressuring us and our guards need a break, we can play him at the five. So his versatility has come on strong here as we've closed this thing out.
We'll take a break and come back with some closing comments with BYU head coach Kevin Young. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Coach Young's Cougars defeat Utah 85-74, get the season split of the Utes, and head to Kansas City as the four seed, tied for third in the Big 12 Conference. More with Coach Young next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, BYU Creamery Ice Cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. BYU finishes in a tie for third with Arizona. The final standings, Houston 19-1, Texas Tech 15-5, then Arizona and BYU at 14-6. The five seed is Iowa State. BYU is a top four team. Will open play Thursday at the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City against the 5 or 12 or 13. Time for our Ryan Valuation valuable stat of the game as we visit with Coach Young for a few more minutes. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. In a game BYU wins by 11, the Cougs were plus 12 in points off of turnovers. And after Tuesday, you knew the number would come down. 10 turnovers, pretty good number. You could certainly live with that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, different style of defense for them, a little bit more conservative. So, you know, clearly we talked about turnovers after the Iowa State game, but, you know, be able to, you know, for us, I've said it all along, and it'll remain true, you know, turnovers and rebounding are the keys for our team. You know, if we can win the possession battle, I feel like we can beat any team in the country, and it's just got to be something that we continue to always strive to be great at.
Former Ute Kaba Keita was a plus 24 in 25 minutes tonight, 12 points, 7 rebounds, and had a couple of near rebounds that just had bad bounces away from him, but he was nearly a double-double guy tonight. Such an impactful guy again for you on the floor.
Yeah, he was incredible, you know. Just athleticism. I thought he got fouled on the one dunk down here. That should have been a foul. But, yeah, man, he's just come on. You know, I think his intensity is what I've liked over the last couple games. I think he's turning it up a notch. You know, you see him showing a little bit more. I love when he shows emotion because he's such a quiet guy. I personally get fired up when he shows that level of emotion. But, you know, he really changes the game for us. Really on both ends of the court when he's in there because of how much pressure he puts on the rim as a roller on the offensive end. And then, you know, his defense and rebounding is just incredible.
Coach, you have an illustrious coaching resume, but you hadn't coached in college in the Big 12 going through a conference season. Anything surprise you? And what kind of have you learned as a coach going through that?
Oh, man, I don't know if we have time to go through all that. But I think for me, just, I mean, there's so many differences in the game. You know, I think I've come to appreciate spacing even more. You know, I was always bigger on that in the NBA. I think it's more of a separator in college, I think, than it is in the NBA. And that's, I think, a strength of our team. And so kind of doubling down on that. You know, the physicality is definitely something that, you know, kind of took me by surprise, even though you hear about this league being physical. But, you know, we had to really adjust some tactical things offensively, you know, to put Dallin and Yegor in more positions of strength with the ball in their hands. Those stand out. I think, you know, being able to – I know this sounds not silly, but maybe not be come to someone's first thought is just, you know, how important, you know, our practices became with like a scout team and how you organize the player development sessions and just finding a blueprint that you don't have to do in the NBA because you can't. You're traveling all the time and so forth. So that took us a little bit of time to kind of – I'm a systems-oriented guy, and so I feel like once we were able to sort of crystallize our – you know, our systems as far as practice and scouting and finding a rhythm there, you know, that was something that I think our guys gained a lot of trust in. And, you know, credit goes to our entire staff for kind of, you know, being pliable and not stuck in anyone's ways. And we just found what worked for this particular group.
Dovetailing off of that, I know you love the pros you coached and you're still close to a lot of those guys. But what's a college locker room like? What was your first BYU locker room like compared to the stuff you've been through as a pro for the last number of years?
Yeah, I mean, I was really fortunate in the NBA ranks to have pretty much every year have really solid locker rooms. But, you know, the guys that we have in our locker room, they're just made of the right stuff. They're just this is probably, I mean, one year in Phoenix, the year we made it to the finals, and then in this group here, I mean, it's the least amount of nonsense I've ever had to deal with in a locker room. You know, no one's – you know, there's a couple of things that come up here and there, but just a really mature group of guys that are just good guys, and they just want to win, and they've, you know, really selfless. And so that's not normal, honestly. Usually there's guys who, especially in today's day and age, you know, there's always a selfish agenda, you know, that creeps in along the way. But we really didn't have to deal with any of that, haven't had to deal with any of that. And, you know, I think it's a testament to what a group of guys can do when everybody's kind of rowing in the same direction and you're able to have, you know, some success and be able to rely on that as you head towards the postseason.
Obviously, a big part of that are those four seniors that I mentioned. To have that kind of leadership in your locker room has to be invaluable. Just maybe a couple thoughts on those guys.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, all four of those guys, probably the thing they all have in common the most is just toughness, and it all shows in different ways. I think Mawut and Trey, just their stories this year, you know, exudes a lot of mental toughness. You know, roles not being where they wanted, you know, Mawut was kind of out of the mix, and then Richie goes down and he just has a night where he sticks his hand up and is like, nah, I'm going to have a role on this team, you know. Trey doing the same thing over in the practice floor, and just became obvious that he needed to be out there. You know, Trevin's one of our captains. He's a guy I've relied on quite a bit to help kind of steer this group in the right direction. We've had a lot of one-on-one conversations about, you know, what he sees and what he feels, and, you know, that's super valuable for me. And then Foose is a guy that, you know, here's a guy who is in a lot of the record books here, has had a heck of a career, has been a big part of a lot of good teams here. And then we bring Kaba in, and now that he's kind of sharing the spotlight at the five, and never once complained about it, you know, has not complained about it, has had nights where he's the guy. He goes 20-10 the other night. And then we go to Iowa State, and then I need Mihai out there to relieve some pressure. And then tonight, you know, even on senior night where I wanted to, you know, probably give Foose a nice send-off, you know, we needed Kaba's skill set a little bit more. And so it says so much about his character, and I do not take that stuff for granted because I know how hard it is for guys to put the team first. And so that's what I'll keep in mind about all four of those young men.
Well, in your first season as BYU head coach, BYU has its first season since Jimmer, senior year, that draws 17,000-plus fans per game over a whole season. Three straight sellouts to end this season. What a way to start your BYU tenure with the support that this team got and earned. How gratifying was that to just see full house after full house and have such an impact on your first year?
Just incredible. Hard to put it into words, if I'm being honest. It's you know, I tried to, as we went through the handshake line, go down there and show The Rock a little love, you know, the best I could. But, I mean, there was people camping out the last 2 days. I don't know if you saw that. That was crazy. But just, you know, I knew this place was special, you know, prior to coming here. It's one of the reasons that drew so much interest for me and my wife to come here. But, you know, now having one regular season under our belt, you know, it's definitely exceeded our expectations as far as just the love and support that, you know, not just me but my entire family has felt here. So, I'm proud of the product that we've been able to put out there to have these fans get behind, and I'm just thrilled to you know have these next couple of weeks be awesome for all of Cougar Nation. I can't wait.
Yeah, we're by no means done with these post-game conversations. Hopefully a few more to go, and that brings us to the postseason, which begins next Thursday in Kansas City. You'll get to watch teams play for a couple days before you find out what you'll be facing on Thursday morning, as it turns out, but a well-earned top four finish and a four seed for you guys in Kansas City.
Excuse me. Yes, it'll be. You know, it's super interesting because it's we're not going to know who we're going to play until about 1:30, and the game's at 11:30 the next day. That's actually insane. You know, the closest thing I could think of is in my old life was when they started doing the play-in tournament. That's kind of similar to this deal.
You don't know, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know. Usually you got heads in advance, and you can get the scouts ready and so forth. So, you know, we'll figure it out. You know, that's what I think I was telling Nate Austin today. I mean, okay, he's giving me all the logistics, and I'm like, okay, you know, I can see why the postseason's so tricky in college, because there's a lot of things that are out of your control and so forth. But, you know, I do want to say this, and this is what I told the players in the locker room. You know, I've been really fortunate in my coaching career about being on a lot of deep postseason runs. You know, at the highest level, the highest, NBA Finals, the pinnacle of basketball. And the thing that I was able to learn through all the playoff runs that I was able to be a part of is the teams that what I call stack days and do it every single day and show up with the attitude of getting better and being super focused every single day, those are the teams that have success in the postseason. And that's what our team's built on. That's how we've been able to change our season here. And I told our guys, the teams that don't have that, they fold. It gets too hard. It gets too hard for teams that can't rely on that. And that's what I wanted our guys to know leaving this arena tonight. They can rely on the work that they've put in. They can rely on the bonds that they've built with one another, because not every team has that, and that gets me super excited about the postseason.
Well, we look forward to what's next for you and the boys. Coach, thanks for a great regular season, and we will see you next week.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks for all you guys did in this regular season. Let's go make some noise.
All right, thank you, Coach. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young, and that is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show for this Saturday night. I do want to hear Coach Eilert's comments from a few moments ago. Mark, should we cut you loose? You want to stick around for this?
Yeah, I'm going to spring forward.
You're a little bit under the weather. Yeah, Mark needs as many extra minutes as he can to get ready for Kansas City. He's been a little under the weather, and kudos to Mark for soldiering through and grinding through with the voice, you know, doing its best to abandon him, but he is keeping it with him best he can.
Listen, I'm going to sleep well for a lot of reasons, but the number one reason is because we beat the Utes. We'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you, Mark. All right, we're going to cut Mark loose and do hear from Utah head coach Josh Eilert. Our thanks to Kirsten Meredith, who killed it with the national anthem tonight here at the Marriott Center. Kirsten, having done her final Marriott Center game with the BYU athletic communications staff, she's been an invaluable part of our broadcast. We love Kirsten. We thank her so much for getting these post-game comments after every game so we can bring them to you. And she got them with Coach Josh Eilert, interim head coach of the Utes, a short time ago after his team falls to BYU 85-74. Here's the coach of the Utes a little while ago here in Provo.
Credit to BYU. All those seniors stepped up, and they made the most of their opportunities tonight. I thought our guys played good. You know, I thought they played solid, especially in that first half. A couple things I think we mismanaged, especially at the end of the half, in terms of not taking the last shot. And then they really did a good job of taking advantage of us, really putting their head down and driving there late, which we had a hard time, you know, staying in front. And some of those transition buckets where they walked to the rim. It definitely was their emphasis coming out of halftime, and they executed that, and credit to them.
Josh, you had 17 turnovers tonight. What was BYU doing that forced you guys into bad spots offensively?
I think it's no secret. You know, our Achilles is the turnover situation, and they turned up the pressure. They turned up the pressure, especially on our point guard play, and I really got after our guys in the locker room there at halftime. That I'm searching for a point guard that can really run the show and get us into what we need to get us into and get a good shot each and every time down the floor. So it's been something that just keeps on rearing its ugly head, the turnover situation, and it certainly did tonight.
Coach, BYU started 0-13 from three-point range, which is incredible for a team that's accustomed to really hitting them with a high clip. What did you guys do defensively that you felt like contained them on the perimeter at least early on?
Yeah, it was just an emphasis, you know, the game plan in terms of being there on catch and you know, not giving them any space and making them drive it. And certainly what really opened up the floor there late was them really putting their head down. Anytime you got to help and shrink, when you start shrinking the floor to stop drives, it really opened up the floor for them. It was a good defensive effort to start the half on our part, and I thought we did a really good job on the glass and handling the environment. But just sometimes the floodgates start to open up on you, and certainly did.
Any other questions for Coach? One here, and then this is the last one over here.
You guys are playing UCF in the first round of the tournament. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
We only played them, I don't know, 10 days ago. I mean, it's pretty fresh in our mind. They got us on the last second shot there late, last possession. So, I think our guys will be amped and ready to go. You know, I think, we had a pretty good game plan. I didn't get a chance to make that trip. And I've told them on the radio out there that I felt terrible because, you know, I was sitting at home with a 104-feeder for 3 days, and it was my scout, and it had to be passed on there late to a staff member. And so it's fresh in my mind in terms of what we were trying to do game plan-wise, and look forward to the matchup in Kansas City.
Last one up front.
Josh, obviously a lot happening outside of the program the past 2 weeks. Head coaching change, you know, hire happened within this week. You know, how do you keep this team focused heading into the Big 12 tournament with so much change happening surrounding the program?
I mean, they know what they're playing for. They're playing for each other, and I keep on preaching that. You know, there's a lot of seniors in the locker room that the coaching change really has no effect on them. They've been good about it and leaning on each other. Yeah, there's a lot of distractions going on in the last couple weeks, but they've handled it really well. They handled it professionally. But they know, moving forward to end the season, I'm their leader, and they've been excellent with me and excellent with our staff. And credit to our staff, you know, every one of them, you know, we're down a man, and every one of them had to step into different roles and take on new challenges. And so top to bottom, our program, they've handled it with so much class and professionalism.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks,
all right, that is Josh Eilert, head coach, interim head coach of the Utah Running Utes, following his team's 85-74 loss to BYU on senior night here at the Marriott Center. Thanks again to Kirsten Meredith of the BYU Athletic Communications staff for getting those post-game comments with the Utes head coach so we could bring them to you. Our thanks, of course, go out to Coach Kevin Young for his pre- and post-game conversations, and to Trevin Nell for joining us post-game as well. Thanks to Bill Riley, my Utah radio counterpart, for his pre-game conversation, and to Tyson Jacks, BYU basketball media communications director, and John Vu of Utah's side. Also appreciate his help on the other side as well. So those are folks that help bring our broadcast to you, bringing us to the people at BYU Radio. Studio host Ben Bagley, coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors Kaylee Radford and Maya Tippetts, and BYU Radio Engineering coordinated by Barry Squires. What a fun day we had on the radio today. Baseball doubleheader, couple of wins over Stetson, including a walk-off in the first game and a big comeback in the second. Shout out to Jason Shepard for pinch hitting for me in game two. With the doubleheader today, following a snow day yesterday, it was going to be just a little too tight of a turnaround to get over for basketball. So Jason took care of game two, and we both had a good time alongside Tuckett Slade, calling a pair of BYU baseball wins, leading us into the night here at the Marriott Center, where BYU grinds it out against the rivals to split the season series and take the Cougars into Kansas City on an 8-game win streak. How about that? BYU will be the 4 seed and open play at 10:30 a.m. next Thursday morning against either Iowa State, Oklahoma State, or Cincinnati. Oklahoma State, the 12th seed, and Cincinnati, the 13th seed, will face off Tuesday morning at 10:30 Mountain Time. The winner gets Iowa State Wednesday morning at 10:30 Mountain Time. The winner of that game gets BYU Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time. That's at the Big 12 Championship in Kansas City. Looking forward to bringing it to you. Had such a good time there, a 2-game stay last year. But getting back to the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City with BYU benefiting from one additional day of rest. The Cougars opened on Wednesday last year, will open on Thursday this year. That's the way it sets up, and many more details to come on the Cougars' trip to KC, and we'll see how long that trip lasts. Following that, it'll be Selection Sunday. Always fun to find out where the Cougars will play in the NCAA tournament. So with all those folks I just mentioned, getting appreciation from here and from all of you, our thanks go to all of you out there in Cougar Nation for tuning in. My name is Greg Grubel, for my color commentary partner Mark Durant, saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and for the final time this season, welcome courtside inside a sold-out Marriott Center on the BYU campus in Provo, Utah, as tonight the 23rd-ranked BYU Cougars host the Utah Runnin' Utes in a conference game for the first time in 14 years. Yeager will drive and kick to Nell, right wing straight away. Yeager with 10-second shot clock. Yeager runs Waleed into a screen, elbow jumper, knocks it down. Yeager Devin from the mid-range, and BYU opens the scoring. 2-0 Cougs, 1 minute and 15 seconds in. Yeager to the right wing at 20 feet, now takes it baseline, terminates on the end, finds Nell, left wing Saunders. Saunders dribbles past Waleed to the left block, still on the dribble. Richie picks it up, whips it out to Devin with a 7-second shot clock. Yeager gets right to the rim, scoop and score around Jared Johnson. Yeager Devin's got all four for BYU, 4-0 Cougars. Mowat Mag in the right corner, Mihailo Boskovic. Mihailo, a one-foot runner over Keanu Dawes to end a BYU scoring drought of nearly 2.5 minutes. Boskovic on the board, and BYU within one, down 7-6.
Runner off 1 foot. He does not lack for confidence.
Cougs come down floor, trailing 7-6. In the corner, left side, Dallin Hall. Dallin around Sheriff jump, takes a bump in the paint, hands off to Foose. Up and in at the rim. Cougs retake the lead, 8-7. And the fans with a serenade of Foose for the senior from Mount. Richie Saunders gets inside, draws a foul, and scores on cue, Mark. Richie Saunders draws the foul. Jake Waleen on the back of Richie. Waleen picks up his second. The Utes have their sixth. Richie, who was scoreless until that moment, now is on the board, has two, a chance for three. Three-point land left corner will drive it, stop at 10 feet. Little off balance, throws out to Richie. BYU down four. Saunders pass to Saar, stops in the post, flips it underneath, no, hit the other side of the rim, but Cave is there to rescue it and stick it back. There's an offensive rebound, and second chance points for BYU. Cougs within two, but they need some stops here. Yet his team won the first game and leads the second game. Banker by Demon goes on the left side, right near the rim. 21-19, BYU within two, down two, breaking into forecourt. Mihailo drives, finger roll score! Off the assist from Trevin Nell. And timeout to Utah. The Cougs tie the game at 21. Shoving away Dawes. Strip pass left corner. Dawson for three. There it is.
There it is.
Dawson Baker with the first three-pointer of the night for BYU. BYU within two, 26-24. Cougs in forecourt. Tire take a lead. Mihailo for the lead. Knocks down the three. Back-to-back threes. After BYU went 0 for 13, and the Cougs in front, 27-26.
The floodgates are open. Mihailo.
Trevin Nell missed the three off the trigger. Kava Keita, offensive rebound, stick back, and they get the 2-for-1. But now Utah might be smart and let the clock run, and they do. And with six, Dallin to Mihailo. Over the shoulder to Dallin.
Dimmer.
Deep three. Bang! He got it to end the half! And what an end to the half for BYU. It's a four-point lead on a deep, deep three right before the horn. That's the way you do it. Dallin Hall. Richie Saunders curls down the lane, stops in the right block, leans in right at the rim, uses his reach to drop it over the 10 for 2. BYU, for the first time tonight, leads by 6, 36-30. With the foul trouble, Ezra Assar triple-teamed in a steal. Kaba knocks it away, takes it away, yanks it away. Yegor accelerates down the lane. Little Euro, and he scores on the finger roll. Good answer by BYU.
Great shot. That's twice he's took it to Lovering and scored both times. He switches to his left hand.
BYU's lead down to 4. Yegor at the free throw line. Right corner, Richie. Richie drives hard.
Oh!
Missed on the reverse, but it popped up in the air, and Kaba Keita catches it in midair and slams it home for the 6-point lead, 40-34. Keanu Dawes on the arc left side. Another turnover. Breakaway for Trevin Nell. Trevin Nell lays it up and in. BYU by 10, 44-34. Another Utah turnover, 13. And BYU two more points off of turnovers. Nell, high to Yegor. Yegor, right corner, Dawson, big three. Got it. Dawson Baker, shot Baker.
Big
with his first double-figure game in 12 games. And what a night for it. 49-38, BYU with his 4-3, first of the second half. Keita slips.
Ooh.
Hung back on the dunk, but he lays it off the window. Great body control by Kaba Keita, who wanted to flush it.
That was almost as impressive as the dunk, as he pulled that back and hung and still finished.
51-41, BYU lead 10 to Dawson. Return to Dowell in three-point range. Utah zoning it. Dawson again. Again! Dawson Baker with 15. Let Dawson bake. 54-41. BYU by a game-high 13. Dawson Baker with his third three. Foose on a back down on Keller. Wipes him away and gets right to the rim. Foose and Traore. It's a strong two. 56-49, BYU by 7. Can the Cougs find a way to push it back to double digits here in short order? No extra points on the possession. Miro Euros, and Trey Stewart blocks him out of bounds. With 9:26 to play, it'll stay Utah ball.
Get that double-digit lead here. Nell, yes!
Trevin Nell for three! The Cougs lead by a dozen. Trevin Nell with his first three of the night, 61-49. Coming on the whistle, Dallin drive, score! Dallin Hall driving lay-in, timeout Utah, we are taking it! 7:33 to go, BYU by 14 for the first time tonight! 63-49, Cougs on top on that play. Yegor to answer the other way, drives lay-in, score! Coast to coast like buttered toast for Yegor Demon. And he scores to give the Cougars a 17-point lead, 68-51. 68-55. The Cougs still need makes to seal the deal. Yegor goes behind the back, a driving kick. Mawut for three. And what a play! Mawut for three! Off a showcase assist from Yegor Demon.
With that on the highlight reel.
71-55. Yegor to the top. Out of transition three. Missed it. Offensive rebounds, kick back, and score with the foul. Kaba Keita! 73-55. The Cougs up by 18. Jalen Hall bounces to Richie on the wing left. He's playing with four. He shoots a three and knocks it down. Richie says, I'm back in the game. I got to let you know I'm here. 77-61. BYU by 16. The Cougs looking to close this one out. 85-74 should be your final score. BYU is going to bounce it out, and that will do it. 8 wins in a row to send the Cougars to Kansas City. BYU picks up its 23rd win, 14th in league. Yes, BYU will finish 8 games above 500 in an elite basketball conference. Kevin Young, in his first year at BYU, ties the BYU record for most first-year home wins by a BYU head coach. 15. He goes 15-2 at home. BYU is locked into the NCAA tournament, and all they can do is keep moving up the seed lines in Kansas City. The Cougs will next play in 5 days in the quarterfinals in KC.